this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to make Iran pay a heavy price for a missile strike and heavily damaged southern Israel's main hospital. Windows blown out, the roof ablaze as thick black smoke billowed. The BBC's Dan Johnson in Jerusalem says it was part of a larger Iranian missile barrage.
It's not clear how many missiles got through, but at least seven impacts have been reported. At least three in Tel Aviv and one hitting a hospital in Beersheba further south. It comes after another night of sirens and overhead interceptions across Israel, with missile attacks just before 8 p.m. local time and a second wave just after midnight targeting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. 60 Israeli jets hit Iran last night after Israel advised residents to evacuate areas where it was targeting infrastructure.
What will the U.S. do? Will there be an American military strike? President Trump holding his cards close to his vest.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows I'm going to do it. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before? All this death and destruction.
A high-rise apartment building in Tel Aviv was also hit. Israel struck an Iranian heavy water reactor, its latest attack on the country's nuclear program. 48-year-old Texas man charged with buying fireworks that he allegedly planned to use against law enforcement officers and government officials during the recent rioting in Los Angeles. Well, so much for an open exchange of ideas. It took the leftist social media site Blue Sky less than 15 minutes to yank Vice President Vance's newly created account. Despite an improving economy and cooling inflation, the Federal Reserve holding interest rates right where they are. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 159 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday, June 27th at AwakeningFoundation.com. Third Day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Good Thursday morning, 6:03. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Wicker.
And good morning. Several things as we get underway. Construction setting up 95 northbound, the usual area between Mountain Road and Route 24. A little bit further up at the Harford County and the Cecil County line. Very heavy fog at the Susquehanna this morning, affecting traffic on the Tidings Bridge. That's on 95. And also locally at Havre de Grace on Route 40 at the Hayden Bridge. Very low visibility right now in that area. And you may still have the contractor wrapping up. They were working overnight in Anne Arundel County. Westbound Route 100, the usual area right there at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning. Heating up this afternoon, temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 71 degrees. Downtown Baltimore right now, it's 72. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland AG Anthony Brown files an amicus brief to protect the rights of civil detainees being held in Baltimore's immigration court. The lawsuit alleges that immigrants are being held up to 7 days without access to their lawyers, necessary medical care, adequate food or water, sanitation or sleeping facilities. City police investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4500 block of Edmondson Avenue shortly after 6 p.m. They found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim has been taking part in a firearm training course when she was accidentally shot when the instructor was demonstrating how to safely render a firearm safely. Police say the instructor, by the way, was taken into custody. A gym teacher has been arrested after reports he inappropriately touched students at the Northwest Academy in Baltimore County. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault. He is being held without bond at the county detention center. And a Baltimore man sentenced to a year of supervised probation and 100 hours of community service for flying a drone over M&T Bank Stadium during January's wildcard game between the Ravens and Steelers. Alexis Suarez pled guilty to knowingly and willfully violating national defense airspace. 605 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3 was 807, pick 4, 3956. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Things were looking good for the Birds last night in Tampa, courtesy of an 8-run second. But then this happened.
They've never overcome 8 down at home.
Let's see what Brandon Lau has in store.
And a high shot deep to right. This baby's going to go. It's a tie ball game. On a 3-2 pitch, Brandon Lau finishes the job, and the Rays have come all the way back from 8 runs down to tie it 8-8.
Call on the FanDuel Sports Network, and the Rays wouldn't stop there, mauling the O's bullpen in a 12-8 comeback win. In fact, it was the largest comeback in the major leagues this season. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino saying, once it started, we couldn't stop.
We just couldn't stop the bleeding. You know, I mean, and what's kind of crazy is some of the relievers that came in, it was, you know, a couple quick outs right away. It seemed like our first out, get the first guy out, and then it just kind of, you know, a walk, and then, you know, maybe a cheap hit, and then boom, a double, and off the thing went. So,
meanwhile, better news, though, for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson and the team got their man yesterday, signing two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jaire Alexander, 1 year, $4 million. It's a reunion for Lamar and Alexander, who played together at Louisville between 2015 and 2017. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Lakers have been sold in L.A., and that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, June 19th.
otherwise known as Juneteenth, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Mackenzie Frost catching up with Kathy Klossmeyer in a classic one. This is, got to see it to really believe it. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth versus the Democrats on the military on the streets trying to restore peace and order during the riots in L.A. But our top story here today, as everyone is, you know, still on pins and needles, waiting to see what happens with Iran. The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that President Trump told senior aides late last night that he approved of attack plans for Iran, but was holding off on giving the final order to see if Tehran will abandon its nuclear program. These were private instructions in the White House Situation Room, and again, those were leaked on purpose, folks. Okay, it was leaked on purpose. It was a message sent to the Ayatollah, the murder bullets of Iran. So they have one final chance, one shot left before the MOP, the Massive Ordnance Penetrator, as it is known, the Bunker Buster, is going to be dropped on Iran. That's the decision that the president is faced with. Now, the somewhat good news is that an Iranian government plane was spotted leaving Iran and traveling to Oman, where the peace negotiations took place during the last 60 days with Steve Witkoff and others. So maybe there is one final shot to try to cut a deal. But time is running out. The window, it looks to be, is sometime maybe. It could be as early as today, tomorrow, or perhaps over the weekend. The president said Iran's in a lot of trouble.
Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before all this death and destruction? Why didn't you negotiate? I said to the people, why didn't you negotiate with me 2 weeks ago? You could have done fine. You would have had a country.
And then they're talking out of both sides of their mouth because President Trump said that he was told through diplomatic channels that Iran wants to come to the White House.
They do want to come and see us. They want to see me in the White House. That's a big statement, but it's very late.
But the Ayatollah says Iran does not negotiate under duress, shall not accept peace under duress, and certainly not with a has-been warmonger clinging to relevance. End of quote. Does the name Soleimani ring a bell? Ayatollah Khamenei. President Trump says this is the mission.
We're not looking for a ceasefire. We're looking for a total, complete victory. Again, you know what the victory is. No nuclear weapon.
And he said that for 20 years, he has said. He said that all during the campaign, that Iran will not be allowed to have or possess a nuclear weapon. And he says he's not looking for any long-term war here.
Some of the people in the base don't want a long-term war. They're afraid that we're going to get into a long-term war.
We're looking for a long-term war. Yeah, we're looking. I only want one thing. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Right. That's it. I'm not looking long-term, short-term. And I've been saying that for 20 years. I've been saying it as a civilian who got a lot of publicity. People would cover it. Very simply, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's not a question of anything else. And if you did, you wouldn't have much of a country because they would use it on us and they'd use it on other people and they'd be a terror all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. As they have repeatedly shown with the funding their terrorist proxies, Hamas, the Hezbollahs, and the Houthis, who are have attacked Israel, have attacked American ships, have attacked American bases, etc. So, big decision, the most consequential of his presidency, either term, is coming any minute now. 6:13.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Getaway Dave for Chuck Whitaker. He's getting away from there and coming to here tomorrow. Good morning, Chuck.
24 hours from now.
Yes, right. 24
travel
hours.
Begins. And then the war begins at 6. The Ayatollah Whitaker, the seer of Roebuck, arrives. And then we'll see what happens. What was I going to tell you? We're fine. Through Annapolis
That's
right
good.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
That's right.
I was in the moment. The Bay Bridge, everybody's good this morning. No fog, nothing. Beautiful there. But up the bay, a little ways, The fog is a problem at the Susquehanna River coming into the bay. So at the Hayden Bridge and the Tidings Bridge, a lot of fog right now in that area. So be especially careful. Visibility is down. We're good at both the harbor tunnels. No delays right now. Beltway should be a little bit lighter, and even the ride to the Capitol Beltway with the federal holiday today. And everybody's running okay early this morning. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It is going to be a mild start, but temperature is going to heat up to the 90s by this afternoon. Strong to severe thunderstorms like yesterday possible from this afternoon into this evening. Slightly cooler and drier tomorrow. Right now it is sunny, 72 in Owings Mills, 73 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The first trailer has dropped for Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's the Bruce Springsteen biopic starring Jeremy Allen White, who's going to be singing the Springsteen songs himself. So, it's kind of refreshing to see Bruce Springsteen pop up in your phone screen, and he's not complaining about Donald Trump.
Really?
Right. Do you know that he has never had a number one hit?
Really?
Yep.
Is that right?
The highest charted hit for Springsteen was Dancing in the Dark, when it made it all the way to number two, where it then died.
Wow.
Never knew that.
Yeah. No number one hits there. The federal government has abandoned its guideline that recommends Americans limit themselves to one drink per day for women, two drinks per day for men. Given the current state of the world, maybe the entire bottle of Pinot for women and a 12-pack of beer for men would be better off these days.
Two total?
Yeah, two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't say what size. Doesn't say what size glass, Chuck.
Yeah.
No.
No, it doesn't. That's where the term bathtub gym came from.
If you go to a different room, does that qualify?
I think so, yeah. Okay. According to a new poll out, more than one-third of Americans have already started budgeting for Christmas. If you're looking to save money for Christmas, you just tell your children right now, they're already on the naughty list.
That's right.
And then that way you don't have to worry about it. Elsewhere, there's a simple test to determine how long you will live. It involves sitting on the floor and then standing back up without using your hands, elbows, arms, or knees for support assistance.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that is right. You'd have to be young and spry to do that. Apparently, it's another sitting test that predicts if you'll die soon. If you'll die soon if you're sitting next to the Ayatollah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that noise I hear on the roof?
A bunker buster.
Yeah, absolutely. Karen Reed found not guilty of murder in the retrial in her boyfriend's death. I don't know if you followed this trial or case or not. It's been going on for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently, her and her boyfriend, who was a Boston police officer, were unfortunately driving around drinking. They went to a party. It was snowing out. He goes into the house and never comes out. According to her, she had over 50 calls. Where are you? Where are you? She finally left, thinking he's never coming out. She left, and the next thing you know, he's dead. His body is found in the snow. And she said that she didn't do it. There was a broken taillight or pieces of her broken taillight from the SUV found next to his body. Apparently, the first trial was a mistrial. The second trial, which concluded yesterday on a not guilty verdict, they brought in all sorts of kinds of experts, forensic experts, saying he was not hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he had dog bites on him.
That had dog bites on him. And the other thing is that police really messed it up because the first, prosecutor, he just went off the charts. He got fired and got cited for misconduct. And then the police were deleting texts from their phones.
Oh, right.
So that led to the theory that she was framed. She was set up by his fellow officers to take the fall, and she found not guilty yesterday. This was a big trial with a couple of the series, the HBO Max series. There was Netflix series. And did you see the crowd that gathered outside the courtroom?
All wearing pink?
Hundreds of supporters. They're there from all over the country. This was a big, and she, after her first trial, she went public and spoke out a lot. So it just, the first trial was botched. The second trial, the defense really, it's a classic case of if you get another bite at the apple.
Yeah, by the way, it's the Lifetime movie on this will be out next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, starring the same cast that's in every Lifetime movie.
Probably. Yeah, so. This will. There's already been a couple of docuseries, but there will be a movie. Wallet Hub is out with the best run cities in America, and the top 10 all have something in common. Not a single Democrat mayor. Provo, Utah finishes number one. Closest to us, Dover, Delaware, number six. Let's see. I'm just trying to find out where else. Tampa actually was the middle of the pack. Frederick was the highest ranked city in Maryland, 78, number 78.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm. Tampa, number 97.
Yeah, Tampa.
Okay. But listen to the bottom 10. These are the bottom 10. Los Angeles, Long Beach, California, Fresno, California. Tacoma, Washington, all run by Democrats. Baltimore.
There you go.
In the bottom five or six. Philadelphia, New York, Oakland, Detroit, and San Francisco, the worst city, one worst run city in the country.
By the way, this email in, when is Chuck going to challenge Joey Chestnut? We know that Chuck has about the equivalent of 70 hot dogs between traffic reports, and Chuck can still talk to do the traffic report. Joey could never compete with Chuck if he had to do a traffic report at the end of the contest.
Joey would absolutely clean up the floor with Chuck.
I think I could eat two hot dogs at one time.
Yeah, at one time or total?
No, like in 10 minutes, I could maybe eat three in 10 minutes.
You could eat three in 10 minutes.
So you're really pushing it then.
Okay.
Yeah, just what I said, Bruce.
So you'd be really close.
Are you counting, Bruce?
Joey had 72 and you would have three.
Three, yeah.
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 Well, it is close because 7 plus 2 is 9, and 3 would be 3 times, it works out.
Yeah. It's Bruce math, folks.
Is that right?
Chuck, see, a couple.
Did you take your shoes off to that to figure that out?
I did. Okay, cool. I did.
621, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. It brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Apparently, Iranian military officers are reaching out to the Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, declaring their intent to defect and pledge allegiance to him if he were to return to Iran.
Interesting.
There was a hack of Iranian state television yesterday. People were being urged to take to the streets. There were videos of classrooms where women were ripping off their hijabs in classrooms and defying the regime. There's sentiment there that they feel that there might be change in the air, but we'll have to wait and see. This is really up to the Iranian people now, if they want change, if they want regime change. It's not up to the United States, and it's not up to anybody else. We can't be involved in nation building and occupation. That's what leads to these forever wars.
We're just not good at it.
We're horrible at it. And I'd say that the CIA is horrible at it, because they're the ones that have pushing this stuff for a long time. All right, coming up, and we'll hear from Senator Ted Cruz, Joni Ernst, and a new poll out on what Americans think about Trump and his comments about preventing Iran from getting a nuke. And we'll share that with you in just a moment.
Right now, 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Hot Dog Man himself, Chuck Whitaker.
City police reporting a couple of accidents now. They're both minor. Pratt Street at Broadway, a lot of traffic there on the east side. And then Charles Street at North Avenue. And again, a lot of traffic there. Charles Street, of course, being one way on the northbound side. Just an advisory again, if you're out early, Susquehanna River at the Tidings Bridge and the Hayden Bridge across the river. Very heavy fog right now in that area. Beltway looks good. And right now we're clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, one of our listeners, Paz, he writes in, will you be signing copies of your blockbuster book, Barter Basics, Your Guide to Bucks, Booze, and Babes? My copy goes $100 up front, plus my pledge of a $500 minimum contribution to the Chuck Whitaker Tea Time and Buffet City Foundation.
Well, yeah, we're building a new wing into the IBF, so we have to have that. My book is called, the new one coming out in 2 weeks, The Art of the Steel.
Love that one. All right, your Fox 45 weather authority forecast, a mild start to the day, but could heat up to the 90s before all is said and done. Maybe strong, severe thunderstorms possible again tonight, this afternoon into tonight. Slightly cooler and drier tomorrow. Right now, sunny. 71 in Ellicott City, 71 in Reisterstown. Senator Ted Cruz, who got into a little bit of a tete-a-tete with Tucker Carlson. We'll play that for you a little bit later on in the show. He said yesterday that there will be direct involvement from by the United States. Mm-hmm. He explains.
The only question of direct U.S. involvement that is being discussed is, do we use the bombs that we have and Israel does not, the bunker busters, to take out this nuclear weapons research lab?
And he said there will be absolutely no boots on the ground.
Under no circumstances will we see American boots on the ground, will we see the military engaged in combat in Iran.
Yeah, well, that would lead to a forever war, yep. And Donald Trump's not going to do that. The president is totally opposed to that. Senator Ernst, she's looking for a little bit more.
Now is time for retribution. Iran should never have the capability to back those terrorist organizations ever again. Their ballistic missile program should be gone, as well as their nuclear capabilities.
So Ernst wants to take it a little bit further. I mean, there we've got about, 1,500 ballistic missiles left. If you believe the Israelis, they've taken out about 50%. And she wants all the ballistic missile along with the nuclear program gone as well. So the American people, there's a new Trafalgar poll out. What is your opinion of President Trump's position that Iran must be prevented from developing a nuclear weapon by any means necessary? 74% agree. 74% approve of that. 23% disapprove. 3% no opinion.
One thing that Cruz said yesterday, we have the sound later on during the show this morning, was that Iran has been in the process of building ICBMs, not just ballistic missiles, but intercontinental ballistic missiles. They don't need those to hit Israel. They need those to hit us.
Yep. Well, and then there's some debate as to whether or not they have a hypersonic. A hypersonic missile travels at minimum Mach 5, five times the speed of sound. Some of them try. I think the Russian one travels up to Mach 15. You can't shoot those down with a THAAD missile, any missile defense system, or with the Patriot missile, or with the Golden Dome, because they're too fast. You can't. The intercept points just don't make it. So the big question here is, and I understand it. It is my belief. I don't have any intel. I don't have anybody that's talked to me from the White House. It is my belief the reason why President Trump is not yet signed off on this. He knows all the plans. He's been given all the options. And he's allegedly temporarily approved the MOP. That's the Massive Ordnance Penetrator, the bunker buster that has to be launched from a B-2. Is that two things. One, he's giving the Ayatollah one final chance. Yeah. This is it. And I don't know if he's, I'm sure he said all sorts of stuff about it. They should have done a deal. They had 60 days. And again, this is all leverage, the art of the deal that he's using to try to appeal, you know, to their survival instinct, number one. And number two, there's some question, I think, in Trump's mind. Will the bunker buster work? It has never, ever been used in a war theater, in any campaign. Now, tests, it works. Mm-hmm. But will it work getting into a bunker that is under a mountain in Fordo, Iran? We don't know. We don't know the answer. We think our military tells us it will work, but we don't know for sure that it is going to work.
And the tests show that this thing can actually go through 20 feet of hardened concrete.
Right. But how far down?
Which is an amazing amount of destructive power.
Yeah, how far under the ground are we talking about this bunker? And then it's go. So you got to blow through the ground, and then you got to hit. So you have to have really two of these things go, and they have to be exact spots, exact precise strikes in order to do that. Look, I have faith in our military, or our faith in our technology, but that's got to be the lingering thought in President Trump's mind. Will it work?
Yeah.
But what happens if it doesn't work?
Correct.
What's plan B? All right. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you here this morning on The Morning Drive.
For those of you who are thinking about selling your home, I got to tell you, you must be talking with Vinny Steele, or don't sell. You have to get Vinny's opinion on the value of your home and on what he can do for you, because he has programs available to you as a home seller that weren't available 10 or 20 years ago. So why go with an agent who's going to sell your home as if it were 10 or 20 years ago? In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available, and many of them are the options that Vinny has been innovatively pushing forward. Many Maryland home sellers having issues getting their homes sold. With Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market and it stands out from all the rest. Call Vinny Steele for details, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Coming up next, SecDef Hegseth squares off against the Democrats at 6:30. News headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland AG Anthony Brown files an amicus brief to protect the rights of civil detainees being held at Baltimore's immigration court. The lawsuit alleges that immigrants are being held up to 7 days without access to their lawyers, necessary medical care, adequate food and water, sanitation, or sleeping facilities. Brown is asking that detainees be treated with respect and humanity that every person deserves, regardless of immigration status. The brief was filed in support of the plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction. City police investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4500 block of Emerson Avenue. Shortly after 6 p.m., they found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victims were taken to the hospital. She, by the way, was taking part in a firearm training course. She was accidentally shot when the instructor was demonstrating how to safely render a firearm to be safe. Police say the instructor, by the way, has been taken into custody. Gym teacher has been arrested after reports that he inappropriately touched students at Northwest Academy in Baltimore County. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault. He is being held without bond at the county detention center. Detectives are asking parents and family members of students to contact the department, 410-887-7720, if they have additional information regarding Adams or if their child may have been a victim. Baltimore man sentenced to a year of supervised probation and 100 hours of community service for flying a drone over M&T Bank Stadium during this past January's wild card game between the Ravens and Steelers. Alexis Suarez pled guilty to knowingly and willfully violating national defense airspace. Before the game, the FBI issued a warning that it would be monitoring the restricted airspace for drones. In addition to probation and community service, Suarez may also pay a $500 fine. 6:30 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 807. Pick 4, 3956. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A little lighter today through the area with the federal holiday, so nothing major yet on the Beltway. 95 between the two Beltways down to the Capitol Beltway. All the lanes are open. As you're going north, heavy fog on 95 at the Tidings Bridge, Hartford and Cecil County line, Hayden Bridge at Haverty Grace, also with some heavy fog there. City police and a medic unit just rolled up. They have a wreck at Park Heights Avenue at Cold Spring Lane up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning. Heating up this afternoon, temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. You really couldn't ask for a better start than the one the O's had last night in Tampa. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Kowser's shot started an 8-run second inning for Baltimore, and you thought, okay, this is good. And then all of a sudden, a couple of innings later, it wasn't.
Kittredge against Caminero.
Lined up the middle. It's a diving attempt and off the glove of Holiday. Rounding third, Diaz, the throw by Henderson. Safe at home. The Rays have taken a 9-8 lead. For the first time tonight, the Rays are in front, bonding the Orioles.
Andy Fried had the call on Tampa Bay TV. It was the FanDuel Sports Network. The Rays would tack on three more on their way to a 12-8 comeback win. Post-game reaction, first from the manager, Mancelino, in the Orioles clubhouse.
It just kind of fell apart a little bit. There's a lot of traffic. I do think that, you know, as you guys watch it, it's really hot out there and guys are sweating and the heat is wearing them out. So we haven't been in this a whole lot. And I do feel like tonight it affected us a little bit.
And then reliever Andrew Kittredge, who took the loss for Baltimore.
It was a tough day. Sometimes that happens. You know, unfortunately, it comes when we have an 8-run lead. Just a tough day, you know.
Last time the Orioles gave away an 8-run lead was April of 17 against the Yankees. On Tuesday, Lamar was at the mic in Owings Mills, and he implored Eric DaCosta.
You gotta go get him, Eric. I love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Well, that's exactly what Eric DaCosta did, getting cornerback Jair Alexander in the Ravens' fold. 1 year, $4 million, could be worth $6 million. There's no doubting Alexander's ability. The question is his availability. Alexander has missed exactly half his games, 34 of 68, since the start of the 2021 season. NBA Finals, Game 6 tonight in Indiana. The Pacers trying to keep pace with the OKC Thunder, trailing it 3-2. Meanwhile, high finance in the NBA yesterday. The LA Lakers were sold. The Buss family selling 85% of the team to TWG Global for $10.7 billion. It's the highest ever amount for a U.S. professional sports franchise. The time now is 6:37. When we return, this is Tony Mancelino's Moment.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, the Sun writing this morning that the Orioles have played 11,000 games since coming to Baltimore in 1954. And what happened last night happened for the third time in that period.
Really?
Giving up an 8-run lead and losing the game.
It was too hot? Really?
Well, it was hot.
Yeah, but it's hot for both teams.
Yeah, but Tampa Bay is used to it.
It's baseball. It's summertime. You're playing in Florida.
It's still spring.
And he says... It's technically spring. It's about to be summer, but it's too hot.
Yeah, he does definitely make excuses in the post game.
You think?
You got to tip your hat. Wow. The other team is on scholarship too, etc. But hey, this is Tony Mancelino's moment. Yesterday we were kind of talking, mulling over: should he get the contract? Should they remove interim? Obviously, it's too soon. But if they're thinking about doing that, it would be in Tony's benefit if he could rally that team, get a win tonight, and then go to New York and then do something against the Yankees.
I don't know. Maybe it's too hot for him.
Maybe the heat bothered him and his managerial style.
Well, don't they have fans
have
in the dugout?
Nothing lead.
Wait. It's a minor league stadium. Okay. It's hotter in minor league stadiums than it is in major league.
Okay. Of course
it is. It is. Because they don't have the air conditioning in the clubhouse like they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would explain.
It's really affecting them.
Yeah. Right. Too hot. That's a new one. All right. Thanks, Gary.
Got it.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Don't forget, after the 8 o'clock news this morning, former Governor Bob Ehrlich is going to be with us to talk about his new book about President Trump.
I look forward to that, the conversation. Pete Hegseth, yesterday giving testimony up at the Hill. Elise Slotkin, one of the leading lights for the Democrats, took issue with some of the way that Hegseth was presenting his information. He pushed back.
They're there to protect law enforcement.
Do they have
ICE
the ability to arrest?
Who are trying to do their job,
okay,
deporting illegals who were allowed in by the previous
so
administration.
So they cannot arrest and detain citizens of the United States, the uniformed military.
As we've stated, right? If necessary, in their own self-defense, they could temporarily detain and hand over to ICE. But there's no arresting going on. And you know this better than you're trying to play political games. There's no arresting of U.S. personnel.
Wow. Okay. So it got spicy after that, as they say. And then Liz Slotkin decided she would compare Pete Hegseth, you know, the veteran, combat veteran, to Mark Esper, who had held the job previously. Check this out.
He had more guts and balls than you because he said, I'm not going to send in the uniformed military to do something that I know in my gut isn't right. He was asked to shoot at their legs. He wrote that in his book. That's not hearsay. So your poo-pooing of this, it just shows you don't understand who we are as a country. Have you given the order? Have you given the order that they can use lethal force against honor? I want the answer to be no. Please tell me it's no. Have you given the order?
Senator, I'd be careful what you read in books.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me point out, by the way, because something is written in a book doesn't mean it's no longer hearsay.
So a non-combat female is telling Pete Hegseth, who was a combat veteran, decorated combat veteran, he has no balls.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are the Democrats, they don't know what between the difference between a man and a woman, so maybe she's confused
it
there.
It could be, yeah.
You know, that's, and by the way, the best moment of the day yesterday was with Jackie Rosen going after Pete Hegseth. He looked over the clock. He says, Senator,
your
time is up.
I love that. What a great moment. By the way, there are those in this country who are in very public life who don't seem to like this country very much. One of them is Ilhan Omar.
I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets while our president is spending millions of dollars propping himself up like a failed dictator with a military parade, it is really shocking, and it should be a wake-up call.
Yeah, really? Okay, so, you know, as Megyn Kelly said on her podcast, you don't like it, leave. Really, go home. If you think this is the most horrible country ever in the entire place, just go home. Leave. Because we don't want you here either.
This is not the country we were born in. This is not the country we believe in. This is not the country our founding fathers imagined. And this is not the country that is supported by our constitution, our ideals, our values. And we should all collectively be out in the streets rejecting what is taking place this week.
Okay, a reality check, Ilhan. This is not the country you were born in anyway.
Yeah.
To be really clear about it, the country we were born in, no, you were born in Somalia.
Yeah. She knows nothing about our founding fathers. Nothing.
Yeah, well, her founding fathers may be very different than our founding fathers.
She lied to get into the country. You know,
go marry your brother.
Exactly. You know, she married her brother. She committed visa fraud. She should be kicked out. Somebody should investigate. You know, I would love to see President Trump just say, that's it, you're done. Investigator at Booter, sorry, but out of the country.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, the man of the almost hour, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the American Legion Bridge. The report was about 10 minutes ago that was in the left-hand lane. It looks like right now, just looking at the live shot right here, just as we're crossing the Potomac and heading into Northern Virginia, that maybe that lane has cleared because of sea traffic moving again. So we'll keep an eye on that. It backed up towards River Road. There's some fog as well on that area as you're crossing the Potomac on both the inner and the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway there. But the pace is definitely better from an accident that looks like now cleared from the left-hand lane through there. City police are with that wreck and some minor injuries. Park Heights Avenue at Cold Spring Lane up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mild start. Temperatures going to heat up well into the 90s by this afternoon. Strong to severe thunderstorms possible from this afternoon to this evening. Slightly cooler, a little drier tomorrow. And right now sunny, 74 in the city, 73 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
You're down in Baltimore having big fun.
That's yeah, like Mad Maxine there for a second, didn't it? Today is National Martini Day.
A medium dry martini, lemon peel, shaken, not stirred.
Vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred. Don't give it in.
Would you get me a medium dry vodka martini?
What a
shaken, not stirred.
You can't beat a dry martini, shaken, not stirred, in the pub around the corner from Spy HQ.
A martini, shaken, not stirred. Perfect. Cheers.
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 Do you like martinis?
No.
No.
Yeah, I do. Well, my martini is a Kettle One martini, extra dirty, on the rocks with three blue cheese olives.
Huh.
Yeah. Nice. Oh. Good. It's a good.
So basically, you want a side salad to drink?
No, the dirty martini. The olives that make the martini dirty. So you're not drinking.
He likes it dirty.
Like it dirty. Extra
I like
dirty.
A half a bottle of Jack Daniel's, twist off cap. Straight up.
We can arrange that.
Right down the goozle pipe.
Just give me some Blantons and I'll be fine.
Taco Bell goes all in on crispy chicken. Crispy chicken taco, the crispy chicken burrito, and crispy chicken strips now available at a Taco Bell near you. Mm. Good news for you, Chuck. Blimpy has debuted the new...
Wait, is that his name?
No. Blimpy, the sandwich chain.
That's what he was talking
I thought I said,
yeah.
Good news for you, Chuck Blimpy.
No, good news for you, Chuck.
Pause.
Blimpy.
Got it.
Is debuting the new Zesty Grinder.
No kidding. What's her name?
Didn't you see her once on the 2 o'clock club?
Yeah, she was on whatever one.
She was loaded that night.
So was I.
The new Zesty Grinder is regular is $7.49. The new large one is $13.99. Little Caesars out with a brand new pizza. The new limited Fantastic 4-in-1 pizza. Mm. Hand-tossed large round pizza cut in 8 slices, includes 2 slices each, classic cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage and bacon, and pepperoni and jalapenos. So you get 4-in-1 at Caesar's. Pizza. And
log it. I'll be getting one on the way home.
Ritz.
Check he hasn't delivered in the 8 o'clock news.
That's right. Sun-kissed Ritz crackers. Limited edition summer variety of the Ritz crackers. These are baked to a crisp with a nice tan. And so they
sounds like me.
They taste differently or anything? Or just...
Yes, Chuck. People that have heard your reports think you've been baked for years.
Yes.
That's all right. I still get them there on time.
Yeah. You do.
After 9 o'clock is another story, but that's
56 right. Years of this, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. You know?
I didn't realize.
Chuck's, look, Chuck started at the his career. He started at the bottom, and unfortunately he stayed there.
Nice. Yeah, look where I am now. God, I come to work on a submarine. That's how much on the bottom I am.
You know, I had no idea that Blimpy had been around that long.
Bruce, you might as well just leave that alone.
So don't forget, we have now less than 20 tickets remaining for the big event tomorrow night at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, where our king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, will be a featured guest of dishonor. And he will
dishonor, yeah.
He will be served up as dessert after the crab feast as a Chuck Whitaker flambe. So we'll be roasting Chuck. And there'll be about eight of us there roasting. Some, not everybody can make it. Some we're going to send in video. Some already have. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them, and they're good. People like Frank Luber, Marty Bass, mm-hmm. Rob Carson. So that's all part of the evening entertainment. Cool. And then Chuck will get to return fire. We're giving him 2 minutes at the very end.
2 minutes. I'll bring my stopwatch.
You can blow that right out. So you know what now? It's 2 minutes. It's,
I'll be
taking that long just to get done with the first. I'll be,
as a T-Dex says, I'm sorry, your time is up.
2 minutes.
I'm sorry. He'll have 20 minutes. Oh, I left a zero off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
20 minutes. This is like a wrestling match. It's a 20-minute time frame.
Well, we got to leave the room at a certain time. So,
yes.
Oh, is that a fact?
It just depends. As moderator, I can control how much time you get. You know that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But I'll be fighting over the microphone like we do every day.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. By the way, get your tickets right now, WCBM.com. And yesterday we told you that if you had an Android, people had probably a little bit of a glitch getting through. That has now been fixed. So whether you have an iPhone or Android, you can access and get your tickets now, WCBM.com. And that is, of course, open for business. And we have less than 20 tickets remaining, so it's going to be a full house. And we're looking forward to it. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. sharp at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and all you can eat buffet, all you can eat crabs, and so it's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you'll be ordering a pizza in for yourself.
Yeah, I got the Caesar.
That's right.
Fantastic 4-in-1. 6:50, the best of the morning drive, available at WCBM.com, and of course brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
651, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Additional soundbite before we get to the 53, more quickly. You guys remember this from day before yesterday, and I played the audio for you yesterday. No, we don't have that available. Okay, we'll get to that later on then. Yeah, Dan, don't fool me again, man. Surprise, surprise.
I thought you were done.
No.
Yeah, okay. I hate when they say that in broadcasting.
I'm finished, but not done.
Yeah, we'll pick that up here and there.
All right, good
other job. Side of the 7 o'clock news, that is for sure. By the way, Japan has released a bombshell vaccine versus unvaxxed data on 18 million people in Japan. So this will be completely buried by the American corporate media. The story originally appeared on VigilantFox.com, was republished with permission. The COVID vaccine database covering 18 million citizens in Japan has just been released for the first time. After reviewing the data, a top professor, Dr. Yasufumi Murakami, warned, quote, "The more doses you get, the sooner you're likely to die," end of quote. The most terrifying finding was a deadly spike just 3 to 4 months after the final shot. So again, this is on June 15th, a group of brave Japanese truth seekers did what their government would not do. They released this bombshell broadcast exposing the jab data for over 18 million people. A journalist in Japan said, if the government won't do it, then the people should investigate the mass deaths of Japanese people. Database of 18 million vaccinated people revealed it for the first time. So that we're wondering if Secretary Kennedy, at the Health and Human Services Secretary, the Maha guy, if he would, if there is such a study here in the United States, if it's been done, if he would release it. We'll urge him to do the same.
Yeah.
to see. I don't know if the conclusions will be the same or not. But if there is such a study, we'd like to see it.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the 3s all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway is stacked up if you're traveling around to the Mormon Temple and then towards the American Legion Bridge. There was a wreck on the bridge in the left-hand lane. We're moving traffic again, but I'm looking at the camera here at River Road, which is about 2 miles before the bridge, and it's still backed up there. So if you're working your way across from Route 29, New Hampshire Avenue, Georgia Avenue, as you're getting around towards River Road after I-270. Big delays there heading out towards the Potomac River Bridge, and there's also some fog in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. The mild start to the day. Temperatures are going to be heating up into the 90s by this afternoon. Strong and severe thunderstorms are still a possibility later this afternoon into this evening. Slightly cooler, drier tomorrow. Going to be a nice night for the WCBN First Annual Crab Feast and Chuck Roast at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And right now we're sunny, 73 in Millersville, 74 in Parkville. So we had Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan was on with us on Monday, and she told us she had repeatedly reached out to the interim county executive, Kathy Klossmeyer, to ask that she be reappointed to the job. And, of course, she eventually, several times trying to get in touch with her, several emails, they eventually did meet. And she told us she never really got a chance to ask in person for her job to be reappointed. But she was handed a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And in that letter, she was asked to reapply for her job. Read between the lines, folks. Oh. And finally, and again, Kathy Klossmeyer did give an interview to the Baltimore Banner, but Baltimore County Executive Klossmeyer was confronted yesterday by Mackenzie Frost. We'll talk with Mackenzie later on this morning for her in-depth segment. She was at the Baltimore County Police for some kind of official ceremony or whatever, and she was told she's been unavailable for most media interviews, but Mackenzie, being the bulldog journalist that she is, caught up with Klossmeyer. And I want you to listen to this first clip, because this is her spokesperson. I don't have her name in front of me right now, her handler. She's answering questions for Kathy Klossmeyer.
She said that you didn't know she wanted to keep her job, but she's sending emails trying to keep her job.
I'd rather not talk about that.
Instead, we were told she wasn't prepared for that question.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that people want to know, and I think that's a fair question that people, you know.
It is, but it's not something we're prepared to answer right now. And it's something that she has talked about in the past.
Yeah, you talked about it. I'm just saying, she's done a great job. I anticipated working with her. I also am waiting for the process to work its way through.
Mm-hmm. So the first voice you heard was her spokesperson answering the question. We're not prepared. We're not prepared to answer that question. And then knowing now see, the camera's rolling, and now she looks like a real deer in the headlights, because she is.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the spokesperson trying to handle her, because, you know, this was not going to go well. And here, Mackenzie asked about the county council. Seven of the eight councilmen have said they're not going to vote for anybody but Kelly Madigan to be confirmed as the new inspector general. Here's how that sounded and went down.
I know that the majority of the Baltimore County Council have indicated that they plan to only approve Kelly Madigan. So why move forward with the panel if they...
Well, let me just say, we let them choose a person for the panel, and not one of them have said to me, why did you do it? So what can I say? And that's the end.
What?
I don't know what else to say.
What does that mean?
So... I don't know what else to say. She's done a great job. I'm working through the process, and that's it.
Why, if you believe that she's doing a great job, why not just continue to reappoint her?
Because the process said to me, 5 years after that, you have to talk about it some more. So.
She told you that the code was not, that was not the right interpretation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cuts it off. That's it. She's in trouble. You know, the video does more for, than the audio. The audio, you can sound, she sounds a little confused. She sounds like she's really struggling here. But if you look at the video, we're talking, this is A1 deer in the headlights. I don't think I've ever seen anybody locally anyway. There might have been a couple of national individuals that just looked lost. And she absolutely looks lost. Had Mackenzie Frost gotten a chance to be with her alone, folks, the fight would have been called. Yeah. Okay, and they'd have had a thrown in the towel. That's how bad it was yesterday. We don't have time for this clip, but Kelly Madigan went on to say the code says no, you can first reappoint,
right.
And then if you don't reappoint, then you can ask to reapply. That's what the code says. Right. They skipped to reapply. They skipped over the entire first part of the code. So great work by Mackenzie Frost and Kathy Klausmeier. Ooh, that was rough. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to tell you that the rollback pricing continues all the way back to 2010, decades ago, and you can go right now to res-q.com. Check out your favorite rescue nutraceutical, your favorite natural supplement, be it omega-3s or Ideal Weight or Rescue PM Melts or Liquid or the men's and women's vitamins or any number. Orsine is a top seller as well. Any one of those. And you can see the rollback pricing already marked down on the website. Plus, right now, use the coupon code MY33 and you can save 33% on a single bottle of your choice. So check it out, res-q.com, your favorite rescue natural supplement, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. A great opportunity for you to take advantage of the extended 2010 rollback pricing, which will end at the end of this month. So do that today. 1-800-26-ALIVE.
What happens when the judiciary ignores the rules the judiciary has set? Who are you going to appeal to? We'll talk about that next hour. Also, Iran doesn't really want the bomb. That's what some in the Biden administration are telling.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Heavy damage and injuries in an Iranian missile attack on southern Israel's primary hospital.
Israeli media airs footage of blown-out windows and heavy black smoke rising. And firefighters inside the building work fast to put out the fires. Separate Iranian strikes hit a high-rise apartment building in Tel Aviv and other sites in central Israel. Israel's main rescue service says at least 40 people have been wounded in the various strikes.
Correspondent Charles Deladeza, President Trump saying little about America's potential role in the conflict going forward.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen. A lot of turns are made. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that we won anything yet. I would say that we'll see. The next week is going to be very big. Maybe less than a week. Maybe less.
The U.S. dispatching additional firepower to the Middle East with the USS Nimitz carrier strike group headed to the region, joining other American forces already stationed there. On Capitol Hill,
President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world.
GOP Senator Eric Schmidt at a hearing entitled Unfit to Serve. Republicans investigating the alleged Democrat cover-up of then-President Biden's cognitive decline. Democrats, they boycotted the hearing. It's back to the drawing board for SpaceX after a rocket being tested in Texas exploded late last night, sending a dramatic fireball high into the sky. It took Blue Sky just 12 minutes to ban Vice President Vance after he had created a brand new account on the leftist social media site. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 173 points, NASDAQ features off 111. More on these stories at townhall.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday, June 27th at awakeningfoundation.com. Third Day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
And Awakening Foundation event.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The one big delay is on the Capitol Beltway right now. The outer loop as you're going around from the Mormon Temple, I-270, trying to cross the American Legion Bridge at the Potomac. There was a wreck there. It was in the left-hand lane. It was still backed up, and it's going to be backed up as you're coming around that area from Georgia Avenue and down the hill towards the Mormon Temple. So it's a big delay right now. Not as badly backed up at Georgia Avenue, but once you get around to the ramps at 270, that's where it begins to slow. I would say right now it might be an extra 15 to 20 minutes trying to get into Northern Virginia on that section of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon, temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you have 71, making 72 degrees. Right now in Bel Air, Baltimore has 73 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. A gym teacher has been arrested after reports that he inappropriately touched students at Northwest Academy in Baltimore County. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault. He is being held without bond at the county detention center. Baltimore man being sentenced to a year of supervised probation and 100 hours of community service for flying a drone over M&T Bank Stadium during January's wildcard game between the Ravens and Steelers. Alexis Suarez pled guilty to knowingly and willfully violating national defense airspace. Before the game, the FBI had issued a warning saying it would be monitoring the restricted airspace for drones. In addition to probation and community service, Suarez may also pay a $500 fine. The CIAA basketball tourney will remain in Baltimore through 2029. Tournament features men's and women's basketball from historically black colleges and universities. It's been a big economic generator for Baltimore, bringing in more than $100 million for the city since 2022. And Salisbury officials are reminding residents that the annual Juneteenth parade and festival will be taking place on Saturday, the 21st, from 3 until 7 p.m. if you're heading over toward Ocean City. There will be a number of road closures in effect in the downtown area, beginning at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, continuing until 8 p.m. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 807. You pick 4, 3956. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway, and we are looking for locksmiths, access control, and CCTV technicians with 2 years experience and plus. Crestlock.com offers competitive pay, bonuses, insurance, vacation, 401k, and great working conditions. Crestlock.com is also looking to train highly motivated individuals seeking a career in the security industry as a locksmith, access control, and CCTV technician. If you are interested, please send your resume to Chris at Crestlock.com. That's Chris at Crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for, our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. A gut-wrenching loss for the Birds last night in Tampa, blowing an 8-run second-inning lead and falling to the Rays 12-8 was the final. The bullpen, which had been lights out for the last couple weeks, imploded, allowing 9 runs in relief of Trevor Rogers, who got only 7 outs before departing.
At the end of the day, I just got to do a better job, you know, get guys give me an 8-run lead, and I just got to do a better job of, you know, attacking the strike zone and getting a lot of weak contact.
Rays banged out 18 hits in the process. The Birds got a pair of Earl Weaver specials from Colton Cowser and Ramon Laureano, Cowser's fourth home run in 12 games since coming off the IL. The 8-run comeback, by the way, for Tampa was the largest this year in Major League Baseball. The Ravens got their man yesterday, signing free agent cornerback Jair Alexander to a 1-year deal. $4 million, head coach John Harbaugh.
He's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit, and I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know, so for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy.
They were teammates at Louisville. Elsewhere in the NFL, Browns rookie Shedeur Sanders in a rush, cited for going 101 miles per hour in his black Dodge TRX truck. And speaking of fast, NASCAR nearing a deal for a street race in San Diego next year. Coming up in 30 minutes, 39 years ago today, one of the saddest days in Maryland sports history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks for joining us in here on this Thursday morning, Juneteenth. It is the day, it's a federal holiday that Republicans freed the slaves. Just a reminder for those that are students of history.
Just a reminder, the Democrats founded the KKK.
Yeah. Hour number two here, coming up in this hour, Democrat analyst saying that Iran really doesn't really want the bomb.
It's hilarious.
Okay. And the Maryland judiciary is ignoring its own laws on the public records request. But our top story here today is the AutoPen scandal. There were hearings on the Hill yesterday.
Oh, yeah, there were. Of course, the Republicans were there. It was fascinating to see the image, though, because on the side where all the Democrats are usually sitting, every single chair was empty. Every single chair. Ted Cruz.
Not a single Democrat is here today because not a single one of them gives a damn about the fact that they lied to the American people for 4 years. They knew. Every one of them knew that Joe Biden was mentally not competent to do the job. The White House press secretary, she knew. When she stood in front of the American people and lied over and over and over again. And they're not here because they can't defend themselves.
Yeah, there's no defense, to be really straightforward. But the real question is, and this was asked by a number of different individuals yesterday, all Republican, of course, was, well, if Biden wasn't running it, who the heck was running the country?
Who was running the country? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And not a single Democrat here cares. The most telling proof of Biden's decline came with the signature of the president, the symbol of executive authority that was outsourced to a machine.
Yeah, it was a hail to the auto pen instead of hail to the chief. Josh Hawley, Sean, went after the empty seats as well and pointed out that you had there a president for 4 years who may have been together mentally in the first year, but if you track the number of auto pen uses over the time period, after the first year in office, they grew exponentially. They grew from a handful to virtually everything being auto-penned by the time this guy was done in office.
He did not have the mental ability to stand trial. And what did our Democrat colleagues say? Vice President Harris says, oh, no, no.
No, no, no. He was competent. He was good. He was sharp. He was ready to go.
Where are they now? They don't want to answer for any of those quotes now. They lied to us for 4 years, and we know they lied. They know they lied. It's why they're not here. They don't want to answer a single question. They can't bear to show their faces in public.
Now, I would suggest, Sean, that this is perhaps the, it will be seen historically as one of the greatest scandals in American politics, bigger than Teapot Dome, bigger than the Grant administration. This is a party that hid the fact that their president was non-compos mentis, and somebody else was running the shop. Who is the question? And did Joe Biden have any understanding of what was going on around him? None.
No, he claims he does.
None.
You know, when he's asked that question, he claims he was in full control of his faculties. He made all the decisions. And
sure, where's the paper trail?
Yeah, exactly. So
where's the paper trail? And that's one thing one of the legal experts yesterday pointed out, Theodore Walls. He said, this is great. There needs to be a paper trail on every single one of these auto pen signatures showing that he signed off on using the auto pen. There has to be a paper trail. If not, what is it? Just take his word for it now? Oh, yeah, I meant to do that? Sorry, the world doesn't work that way. Show me the paper trail, and I'll just shut up and change topics. If not, then we got something to talk about here. 7:13 right now, traffic on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Back up here at the Susquehanna River Bridge on 95 and also on Route 40. Very heavy fog right now. Visibility is not good. Everybody still has their low beams on. It's only right there at the river, right at the Susquehanna. On the other side at Level Road and up into Cecil County, the visibility is okay. But right there at the river, very heavy fog on both sides of 95 and on Route 40. Capitol Beltway improving just a bit. Looks like the wreck may be cleared now from the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. It's still bogged down right around River Road over towards the Potomac River Bridge. But in the meantime, it looks a lot better than it did about 20 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start. Temperatures will be heating up into the 90s by this afternoon. Still a chance of a strong to severe thunderstorm possible later on. Slightly cooler, drier tomorrow, and the weekend will heat back up again. Next week looks to be really, really hot. Right now, sunny, 74 in Reisterstown, and it's 75 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
As we reported last hour, the Wall Street Journal says that the president has already signed off on the military plan to directly strike Iran's nuclear facility at Fordo, but he is awaiting the final order giving the Ayatollah and the murder mullahs of Iran one last chance at negotiation. And a nuclear deal. President Trump talked about the bunker buster, otherwise known as the massive ordnance penetrator in our arsenal.
No, it's just something that people talk about having. We're the only ones that have the capability to do it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it at all.
Yeah. So we got it. We may or may not use it. Again, he's bringing all the leverage he can publicly to put pressure on the Ayatollah and the Iranian regime to come to the table. As to the Fed yesterday, they once again decided not to lower interest rates. How many times did they lower interest rates going into the election in 2024?
Fair number.
Yeah, two or three, if I remember correctly, trying to help the crippled Biden-Harris ticket over the finish line. And yesterday, once again, they refused to lower the interest rates, and the president reacted.
Now we have a man that just refuses to lower the Fed rate, just refuses to do it. And he's not a smart person. I don't even think he's that political. I think he hates me, but that's okay. You know, he should. He should. I call him every name in the book, trying to get him to do something.
There are two new American flags flying at the White House on the South Lawn and on the north side of the White House. And yesterday they were constructed, two tall American flags and flagpoles. That, of course, President Trump greeting workers on unveiling the new flagpoles that he paid for personally with money out of his pocket.
This is It's about the largest you'll ever see, and it's tapered. It's at a quality that you guys rarely get to even put up.
Yeah, and the feud in, within MAGA continues as yesterday, or actually the other day, and of course we saw the whole debate. This is just a small clip of Senator Ted Cruz sitting down with Tucker Carlson debating about Iran, and this was not Ted Cruz's best moment.
How many people live in Iran, by the way? I don't know the population at all. No, I don't know the population. You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple? How many people living around?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
You don't know anything about Iran. So,
okay,
I am not the
Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who claims
about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation.
Okay, we are carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. I said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here, because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting
this is
Israel.
High stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Hey.
So that was just a small sample of it. Later on in that interview, Tucker actually confronts Cruz, saying that if you believe, and Cruz said he did, that Iran was behind the assassination plots, and then Carlson said, well, why don't you nuke Iran then? So it got really, look, stop shooting at each other. The enemy is the Democrats here, the political enemy. That's who you should be focusing your fusillades on and not on each other. I just don't like this MAGA rift that is now beginning to develop between Tucker and Bannon and MTG and Matt Gaetz and some of the others. I understand their concern, and they're right to be concerned about any kind of ground war or combat involvement. But at the same time, the president has a job to do. To protect the American people, American interests, American military bases, Americans serving on ships in the Gulf in that area. He's got a really tough decision to make.
I have a couple of questions for Tucker. Why would it be pertinent to know what the ethnic mix of Iran is? Why is that something we would need to know in this particular circumstance? Why?
It was a gotcha question.
Yeah, of course it was
a gotcha question.
Why would we need to know the exact population?
Cruz is one of the best debaters in Harvard's history. Should have been prepared for that. Meanwhile, Caitlin Collins of CNN asked Trump about Tucker and Ted yesterday.
Have you seen the Tucker Carlson and Senator Ted Cruz interview? It seems like this issue on whether or not the United States should strike is kind of dividing a lot of your supporters.
No, my supporters are for me. My supporters are America First. They make America great again. My supporters don't want to see Iran have a nuclear weapon. Tucker's a nice guy. He called and apologized the other day because he thought he said things that were a little bit too strong. And I appreciated that. And Ted Cruz is a nice guy. I mean, he's been with me for a long time. I'd say once the race was over, he's been with me ever since, right? But very simple. If they think that it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, then they should oppose me. But nobody thinks it's okay. People that don't want... I don't want to fight either. I'm not looking to fight. But if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
Have to do what you have to do. All right.
Yeah.
So that's the way. 74%, by the way, approve of President Trump doing what he has to do. Day 151 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, still to come, more on the auto pen scandal at 7:37. The Maryland judiciary ignoring its own laws on public records requests.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
George Orwell is credited with observing that in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. By now, you may be convinced that we are now living in that age of universal deceit that Orwell foresaw, a culture that is so riddled with lies and corruption that truth-telling is not only not rewarded, but is actively discouraged and even punished. So why is this happening, and why must we resist it? Well, the American form of government is founded and predicated upon the presupposition that truth exists and that certain truths are so clearly seen and so patently manifest in nature that we can declare them to be self-evident. This American view of law and government is set forth in the Declaration of Independence, which declares as self-evident truth the existence of an almighty creator God, who is the author and source of the individual rights to life, liberty, and property, and the fact that the purpose of civil government is to protect and defend these divinely gifted rights. So if the existence of these self-evident truths is denied or forgotten by the culture, then there can be no defense for the liberties of the people. And that, of course, is the point of the attacks on truth by the woke mob, by those who desire to dominate all thought and control all behavior, and by those who desire to depopulate the planet. You see, truth is under attack by the enemies of the family and the enemies of America. So the defense of truth, the defense of the very existence of truth, is the defense of liberty. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are running just fine. No delays at all. Looking at 895 right here at O'Donnell Street. Completely clear. 95 next door looks good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all the lanes open. And then that traffic eventually on 95 passing Camden Yards. All the lanes there are clear. And eventually you'll go out to the Beltway over on the southwest side with the federal holiday today. Much lighter on the Beltway. No issues even on the west side. Clear through Pikesville. The northeast corner looks good. Everybody's fine through Annapolis. A little bit slow yet, but improving. Capitol Beltway, the wreck finally clearing. And the recovery is underway on the outer loop. The wreck earlier was at the American Legion Bridge. Still a little bit slow from River Road, but getting better now into Northern Virginia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Vox Motor.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is a mild start today. Temperatures are going to heat up. We're going to be well into the 90s starting today and for the next week or so. By Saturday or Sunday, maybe close to 100 degrees. Strong to severe thunderstorms possible from the later on this afternoon into this evening. Right now, sunny, 76 in Dundalk, at 75 in Arnold.
Holy smokes, that's hot outside. Josh Hawley, one more time, asking the question that the Republicans asked over and over again yesterday in this committee hearing on the auto pen, and that is, where are the Democrats justifying their support for Joe Biden now? Where are they?
They all changed their tunes after Joe Biden debated President Trump, and the whole world could see he couldn't even form a sentence, that running this guy for president again is a form of elder abuse. My, how they changed their tunes after that. Now they can't even show up in public to talk about it. This is embarrassing. But worse than that, it's dangerous. It is dangerous for this country.
Yeah, it is dangerous, if you think about it, particularly the context, to expand on the thought we just had a moment ago, and that is you have a country where, look, during Woodrow Wilson, his wife apparently made a lot of decisions in the second couple of years. During the Biden administration, apparently, his wife made a lot of decisions during the last
two or three years.
Well, we don't know that.
We don't know that for sure.
We think, we surmise, but we don't know who was making those decisions.
Yeah, and one of the early indications were it was her chief of staff, which means you don't do anything like that unless you get a sign off from the boss. So was she making the decisions, or was there someone else making the decisions? If there was someone else, who was it, and under what authority?
Assuming that the Biden White House complied with sort of traditional practice of presidential administrations and that there was record keeping either from the staff secretary or others, there should be records to indicate either through covering memorandum or briefing books where the president would have signed his signature authorizing this decision. None of that has come forward. That would be very easy to dispel some of these concerns.
Yeah, that's Theodore Wald. He was one of the legal experts in front of the committee yesterday saying, look, let's put this to bed. Just show us the records. Show us the paper trail that indicates that Joe Biden was aware of each of these auto pen signatures and that he authorized each and every single of these signatures. So otherwise, you have to assume that it didn't happen. You can't simply say, oh, okay, I'm going to believe you now that you say you remembered. No, you have to have a paper trail at that time. Imagine going to court and telling the judge, yeah, listen, I did take care of that. I just forgot to write it down. I'm in a bankruptcy court. I did take care of that debt, but I just forgot to write it down. You have to trust me on this. The judge is going to say, you're crazy. Go get the documentation.
There should be a record of what documents are presented to the president when and when he gave his assent to the actions that are listed in those documents, whether it's a judicial nomination or it's a statutory response to Congress.
Well, I think the answer is we need to get those documents. And I just say to our friends in the media over here, you guys need to be asking for those documents, and we need to be asking for them, Mr. Chairman. We need to see those documents.
Yeah, and that is a fair observation, Sean, from Josh Hawley at the end of that conversation with Theodore Wald. Well, it's fine. Where are the documents?
I think they're long gone. I think like many of the documents, whether it's the Mueller cover-up or what have you, they've been shredded. They're long gone. Democrats are not going to produce any documents.
In which case, you have to assume they don't exist.
Yeah.
In which case, there is no paper trail proving that Joe Biden knew about what the hell was going on when he purportedly was behaving as the president, which means somebody else was doing it, so that raises a lot of questions, including all those pardons he signed, all those preemptive pardons. The only one he personally signed was for his kid. Everything else was auto pen. He signed Hunter's preemptive pardon. Everybody else, Fauci et al., they were all auto pen.
And some of them were even signed, allegedly, when he was out of the country.
Out of the country.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that you point out here, unless you get a chief principal eyewitness to what went down that will now turn, you know, government evidence.
Correct.
You're not going to get to the bottom of this. And they're not. This is all, again, this is a kabuki theater, which we now come to expect out of Washington at these congressional hearings. They're grist for the mill. They're nice to for discussion purposes, but we never, ever get any answers from them.
I think history is going to take a look at this and say, wow, what a period we went through. It is fortunate that at no time during this period that somebody did something aggressively militarily toward us, because we had nobody in charge.
Right.
And the cabinet failed in their duty to observe the 25th Amendment and replace the guy. Period.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 7:30, time now for our latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you. Shawn City Police investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4500 block of Edmondson Avenue shortly after 6 p.m. They found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim has been taking part in a firearm training course when she was accidentally shot when the instructor was demonstrating how to safely render a firearm inactive. Police say the instructor has been taken into custody. Baltimore man sentenced to a year of supervised provision. I said that supervised probation and 100 hours of community service for flying a drone over M&T Bank Stadium during January's wildcard game between the Ravens and Steelers. Alexis Suarez pled guilty to knowingly and willfully violating national defense airspace. Before the game, the FBI had issued a warning that it would be monitoring the restricted airspace for drones. In addition to probation and community service, Suarez must also pay a $500 fine. Gym teacher has been arrested after reports in Boulder County that he inappropriately touched students at the Northwest Academy. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault. He is being held without bond at the county detention center. Detectives asking parents and family members of students to contact the department 410-887-7720 if they have additional information regarding Adams or if their child may have been a victim. And the CIAA basketball tournament is going to remain in Baltimore through 2029. This tournament features men's and women's basketball from historically black colleges and universities. It's been a big economic generator for Baltimore, bringing in more than $100 million for the city since 2022. Jackie McWilliams-Parker, the commissioner, says Charm City has done more than host the tournament. It has wrapped its arms around the student-athletes, fans, alumni, and the culture. 732, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 Lottery, 807. You pick 43956. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
Still some heavy fog around the Hartford-Cecil County line. Tidings Bridge, which is I-95, the Hayden Bridge on Route 40 in Haverty Grace, really socked in right there at the Susquehanna. And there's still some fog going up the road on 95 into Cecil County. So just a word of caution, you just kind of run out of the sunshine and then bam, there's the fog. And you need to be prepared for that, especially on the high-speed roadway on 95. Everybody else enjoying at least the federal holiday today. JFX very quiet. Capitol Beltway a little slow yet, right there at the junction at the Capitol Beltway, 270 and slow from there to an earlier accident scene, which is clearing on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon, temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Eight was not enough for the Birds last night in Tampa Bay.
Kittredge against Caminero.
Lined up the middle. It's a diving attempt and off the glove of Holiday. Rounding third, Diaz, the throw by Henderson. Safe at home. The Rays have taken a 9-8 lead.
Call on the Tampa Bay FanDuel Sports Network. The Rays would tack on three more on their way to a 12-8 comeback win. A gut punch to Baltimore as they try to climb back into the race in the American League. Post-game reaction first from manager Tony Mancelino.
It's a tough game. It hurts. You know, that one really hurts. But, you know, tomorrow's another day. We're going to have to bounce back and try to figure out how to win a game.
And then from reliever Andrew Kittredge, who took the loss for Baltimore.
You know, somebody's got to stop it. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. And, you know, everyone's going out there trying to be that guy.
But no one did. It's the largest comeback in the majors this season and only the third time in 11,000 games suffered by the Orioles since they moved to Baltimore in 1954. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers have announced plans to assist immigrant communities in L.A. Sunday affected by the ICE raids. The team had initially declined to make any public comment when the raids first began, but that silence didn't go over well with parts of their fan base who had become increasingly vocal on social media. Ravens closed out their spring practices yesterday in Owings Mills. Team will reconvene in mid-July for summer camp with new addition Jair Alexander in the fold. Kyle Hamilton saying the team's secondary has improved.
Not only his play, but his energy, his charisma, his leadership, ball knowledge. It's going to be great to have in the room.
And 1 year, $4 million for Alexander. And while we're on it, happy birthday today to Devontez Walker, the Ravens wide receiver, second-year man who, according to John Harbaugh, starting to turn some heads now in Owings Mills.
Every day, all he does is show up and go 100 miles an hour. We did get him to talk today because it's his birthday tomorrow, so we have birthday wisdom, you know, birthday wise words. And so he gave us a wise word. I made him stand up to do it, so he loved that, you know.
Competition in the Ravens receiver room very, very high in the summer. Time now is 7:37 when we return one of the saddest days in Maryland sports history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
39 years ago this past Tuesday, Len Bias was drafted with the number 2 overall pick in the 1986 NBA draft. 39 years ago today, he died.
Yeah.
Cocaine overdose in his dorm room, Washington Hall, on the campus of the University of Maryland. They took him to the hospital at about 3 o'clock in the morning. He was pronounced dead at about 8 a.m. A shocker.
Interesting story. I used to... Because you always tell your kids when they're growing up, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad, so on and so forth. And but you know, a lot of them just tune it out, and he gets lost in all the noise. I would always tell my boys and their friends that the Len Bias story, and to this day, that story stuck with them. And I just think that that goes a long way for parents. It's a horrific example of how a bright young career with a whole future ahead of him was wiped out because of one mistake that that person made in that moment.
It really was, you know, and I was not, I had just moved to D.C. Actually, I lived in D.C. before I moved to Baltimore, and I wasn't a big college basketball fan because Miami, the University of Miami, didn't even have a team back then. But so I moved, and a couple friends of mine took me to Cole Fieldhouse to watch him play. This was my first introduction to Len Bias, 1985, I think it was. Yeah, it was that year, 85, 86. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He could jump out of the gym, literally jump out of the gym. Imagine what he could have been in the NBA a couple years behind Michael Jordan. I mean, that could have been a rivalry forever.
With the Celtics.
With the Celtics. And how much can the Bias family take? I mean, if you recall, a couple years later, their other son, Jay, was shot and killed in a Hyattsville mall.
Yeah.
And, so just tragic.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Van in Pasadena. Good morning, Van.
Good morning. I'd like to give a warning to President Trump about this Iranian issue. Do you remember the Iranians? We had a ship out in the Gulf right off of Iran, and a commercial plane took off from Iran, and it came toward the ship, and the ship radioed over and over again, please identify yourself, and the plane never did. And when it got close enough to the ship that it was a threat, the American ship shot it down. Well, months after that, right off of, I believe it was New York, there was, flight 882 or 800, I can't remember, 800.
It was 800.
Yeah.
800. Was shot, a person actually saw a rocket go up from a boat to hit that plane. And of course the government, Bill Clinton at the time, insisted that it was a fuel pump that blew the plane up because he didn't want to deal with fighting Iran at that time. And a person actually saw a rocket go up, and they discounted that and wouldn't put that in the official record. And they made all the airplanes replace their fuel pumps as the excuse for why that plane blew up. But the Iranians don't play fair.
No, of course they don't.
No.
Yeah. So it's a good reminder for President Trump. Again, knowing that they don't play fair, the last thing you want them to be able to acquire is a nuclear weapon, one that could be.
I understand that, and I agree with that. But on the other hand, can we have our commercial planes being shot out of the sky just because they're angry at us?
No. Well, it's part of the terrorist footprint, and the sooner that we rid ourselves of this pariah, this cancer in the world, the better off. Van, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah. By the way, the Maryland judiciary appears to be in violation of its own rules when it comes to releasing public documents. 6 months ago, our friend Chris Papps of Project Baltimore filed a public record request with the Maryland judiciary seeking records related to public safety. As of this date, those records have not been released. Here's Sean Kennedy with the Maryland Public Policy Institute.
The judiciary may well be engaged in a form of obstruction through delay. They don't want people to know what they're doing in their chambers.
Yeah, and perhaps just once, they didn't want the names of the juveniles, they just wanted the rulings from juvenile judges going all the way back to 2018, and this is a public safety issue, this is so far the Maryland judiciary is dragging its feet.
This is a public safety issue related to who's in school with other students, and they're not giving us the information.
They don't want people to know how they're ruling because even though many of them are elected, they don't have any accountability in real terms based on what decisions they make.
Yeah, it's kind of a word that's escaped the English language.
Accountability. Yeah.
So the Maryland judiciary does appear to be in violation of its own regulations. According to Rule 16-923, they have 75 days to fulfill a public records request, and now it's been 160 days. And Kennedy says this is problematic.
The fox is watching the hen house when it comes to transparency in Maryland and around the country. The same agencies in charge of being transparent with the public are the ones being investigated through public records requests.
So the Chief Justice would not comment. Instead, a spokesperson said that the data requested is not compiled in an existing report. They're developing an appropriate format to produce the requested records. The Maryland Judiciary continues to work diligently to produce the requested records. Well, my definition of diligence isn't 160 days. I don't know what yours is.
Oh. Okay. The law says you have 75. 75 should be
a contradiction there.
Yeah. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680 is the telephone number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Capitol Beltway recovering nicely now from the wreck about an hour ago now on the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge, and that's improving for the traffic around from River Road and from I-270. Beltway locally is fantastic this morning. The inner and outer loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side is clear. The entire west side is fine. Taking a nice ride there from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. If you're coming up from Anne Arundel County, no problems on the parkway. JFX is light, absolutely clear right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Still some fog as you're traveling north around the Susquehanna River on Route 40 and also 95 at the Tidings Bridge. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Have it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day. It's going to heat up into the 90s by this afternoon. Chance of a thunderstorm, strong or severe later on this afternoon into this evening. And right now we're 75 and sunny in Forest Hill and 77 under sunny skies in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for you. Our contestant is Joe in Milford Mill. Joe,
hey,
good morning.
Joe.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I like to go first.
Yeah, Joe's a first guy. He's an America Firster.
Man.
All right. Tomorrow I have some updated stats here on the panel for you on the program. We're They're being compiled as we speak.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
He's going to the roast tomorrow night, he tells me.
Yes, he is. The statistician, the unofficial statistician, will be there.
He's waiting to meet me. I said, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, is he going to be meeting you outside or inside the event?
It doesn't matter. We're going to make sure my answers are padded so I have the.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about. Story one. 42-year-old Texas man called police after he discovered his ex-fiancée had married him without his knowledge. Somehow she convinced a pastor to certify their union without him. They apparently got a marriage license earlier this month, but he broke up with her. The 36-year-old.
Oh, no, you don't.
The 36-year-old then arranged the marriage to be signed by a reverend without the victim being present.
It was a blank thing.
Story two, a school bus driver in Toronto was removed from his route there when they were seen in a bus with a sign that said Lolita Line on it. Lolita is a term used to describe a young girl as seductive. A group of parents confronted the driver, who stood outside the bus door in a pink school uniform with white stockings and platform shoes.
No kidding.
And story three.
What time's that bus come by?
Move over, Oscar Wienermobile. The folks who make Oscar Mayer hot dogs will now unveil two new promotional vehicles next month. The Oscar Mayer Wiener Plane, a Gulfstream jet that resembles a flying hot dog in buns. And the Wiener Boat, a 50-foot speedboat in the shape of hot dog and buns, will also be christened. All right. Story one, man gets married without his knowledge. Story two, Lolita bus driver is fired. Or story three, two more Oscar Mayer Wiener vehicles. All right. We'll start with Joe.
Well, I was leaning towards two, but that Oscar Mayer plane, it just doesn't fly with me.
Okay.
With number three.
Joe goes with number three. Crystal.
Well said, Joe. Very, very well said.
Yeah. Well, he's deep into the Rolodex. Kristen.
It's scary that legally maybe there was some kind of loophole where that happened. Hopefully that gets undone. So I could see number one being true. Number two sounds awful, but I'm afraid that might be true, too. I think I'm going to go with number three. I'm not sure how the aerodynamics
doesn't fly. Goes.
All right. Kristen going deep in the weeds on that one with aerodynamics. Bruce.
Yeah.
I frankly am clueless on this one, so I'm going to guess that it's number two is fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for story two. And Chuck?
Three, please.
Chuck also goes for story three. Story one, man gets married without his knowledge. True story.
That's so believable.
It's a blind date.
Yes.
Better check your mail from now on.
Yes. And for the rest of his life, that will be the case.
And story three, Oscar... Meyer Wienermobile in aero version and aquatic version is our fake news story of the day. Way to go, Joe and Kristen and Chuck.
Wow.
Bruce on the outside looking in this morning.
Yeah.
He doesn't know as many wieners as he thinks.
Bruce got the wiener.
Yeah. You are the wiener, Joe. Yeah.
You're the wiener, Joe.
I'm the wiener,
Yeah.
The big wiener.
All right, Joe, we'll put you in.
Bruce
thanks
so
much.
Catch up.
Yes, he is.
Can't cut the mustard.
No. Every kind of relishes this bit from time to time.
Lord Almighty, the same stuff you guys said last week. You had to wait 2 weeks to recycle the jokes.
Oh.
It's a rule.
Okay. So how many times have you recycled gruntled and disgruntled?
About 100 million times.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Whose rule was that, Bruce? Yours?
Mine. I just made
what that means, crap.
I just invented it just now.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you know what you could do with that.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Seriously, so what's going to happen now is that Fox 45, if they decide that they are going to sue for these records, they're going to have to sue the very body that is going to determine whether they're in violation of their own rules.
Yeah.
Is that not a conflict? Is there a precedent for this? Do you then farm it out to some other independent court or another state's court to look at it? So, I mean, you obviously are conflicted.
No, they're going to come back and say, oh, gosh, you guys are right. Okay.
You know, what happens when the judges? I mean, we know what happens when cops don't follow the law. They can be charged and arrested, and they're put on trial. We've seen that. Lawyers, they can get sued for malpractice.
Yeah.
Very rarely happens, but it does. Steven Snyder is the most recent example of getting a lawyer. When have you ever seen a judge? They get impeached, right? That's about the worst thing that can happen to a judge. Do judges go to jail? What happens when a judge or a court violates the law?
May I refer you to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And the judge who decided, oh, you're illegal, but I kind of like you. You're cute. Let's get out of the back way.
Yeah, well, that's a judge. I'm talking about the entire court.
I know.
The entire court here.
Yeah.
All right, 7:50, 10 before the hour, and you are listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This could get ugly. I just read that the Ravens are going to be practicing in a joint practice with the Colts. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Ravens, Colts. Okay. Watching the Ravens hopefully knock the snot out of the old horseshoes. That's going to be tough to watch.
It's kind of fascinating.
It's only practice, though.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. We'll get Gary's thoughts on that a little bit later on.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, relishing the opportunity. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I heard some of the tackling dummies are going to look like Jimmy and Robert Irsay. Problem is, they don't stand up. They just keep falling down.
Oh. Yeah, both of them are now gone, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the hell? They would know if you hit them.
Oh, you're grim.
He's getting warmed up.
Yeah, really.
Tomorrow night, get your tickets at WCBM.com, and you might hear the story of the gay chiropractor.
Yes. I will relate that. It was well worth it. In an airport lounge in San Francisco. It was very lovely.
Okay.
The BW Parkway, looking at you live here near the airport cutoff, where I'll be tomorrow. Mr. Casey, you're spoiling all the fun. The heavy fog is still there. That was my point, because I just changed the camera while we were talking. The heavy fog is still there up at the Tidings Bridge and the Hayden Bridge right at the Susquehanna. Really heavy fog right in that area and very limited visibility. It looks like the traffic is still running okay despite that, and nothing major at all on the Beltway, and still nice and clear. We'll take it. We're good at both the harbor tunnels, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day, but it's heating up. Going to be into the low 90s by this afternoon. Got a chance of a strong to severe thunderstorm possible a little bit later on. Right now we're looking at 77 and sunny in Bel Air, 77 in Pasadena.
Well, this story continues to have echoes, so it's worth revisiting. Alex Padilla, he's the guy, 6'3", big guy, bum-rushed the podium where Christy Noem was speaking. He got taken down by the Secret Service, who had no idea who this guy was, other than he was a big guy trying to rush the podium. He got all but hurt about this, and they went onto the floor of the Senate and cried his woes.
I was forced to the ground. first on my knees and then flat on my chest.
Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay.
And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway, repeatedly asking, why am I being detained? Not once did they tell me why. Portwall, a city already on edge from being militarized, think when they see their United States senator being handcuffed just for trying to ask a question.
Anna Paulina Luna was asked about that, about him showing up on the Senate floor and kind of holding back the tears. She is merciless.
I think he's suffering from low T, especially thinking that he actually lunged at a woman, which is why he was apprehended. Real men don't do that. And the fact that he did, I think, is telling as to who he is as an individual and vehemently condemn what he did to Secretary Noem.
Yeah, and I think that that's a condemnation this guy earned.
Low T is, means low testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And I think it's a clear analysis.
There's Mr. T, and then there's the opposite. There's low T.
Yeah.
I pity the fool.
Now, this is a fascinating little soundbite. Her name is Wendy Sherman. She was in the national security apparatus under Joe Biden. And she says, talking about Iran, this is an unusual analysis. You know, according to her, she doesn't really think they even want the nuclear bomb.
There is no one who wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I'm not even sure the Supreme Leader of Iran wants a nuclear weapon, though he wants to leave his options open.
What? What? So they've been building this nuclear program for 20, 25 years, and they went so far as to build a facility in the base of a mountain, so it'll be harder for us to take it out, but they don't really want to have nuclear weapons. They're building ICBMs so that those weapons they don't want to have could reach the United States. Are you kidding me? She's dead serious.
No one has laid out what the end game is, what the end result is. We should not be about regime change, even if Israel is. We certainly should not be about setting off fireworks in the Middle East so that every Muslim nation in the world is against us. And of course, first and foremost, we want to protect Americans. We have over 40,000 troops in the region. We certainly have a lot more troops in Europe. We are sitting ducks.
We're sitting ducks. Yeah. Apparently, we cannot defend ourselves.
By the way,
this is their estimation of the U.S. Armed Forces.
Wendy Sherman is from Baltimore, I might point out. But here's the thing. Ask yourself this question. If that were the case, why aren't the Hezbollahs retaliating against Israel?
Yeah.
Iran's doing all the launching. The Hezbollahs haven't fired a single shot. Why do you think that is? Yeah. I think they see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just an amazing point of view. They don't really want the nukes. Huh? You kidding me? Hey, listen, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. The supplements you trust at prices you have not seen in over a decade. Plus, they're getting offering you a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted rollback pricing. Now, that's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled all the way back to 2010 to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS to check out for 33% off on your entire order on Rescue single bottles. Now, to order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue 2010 pricing. Again, 2010 pricing and 33% off, res-q.com today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
While Israel routinely warns Iranian civilians to evacuate before missiles are launched, apparently Iran does not extend the same life-saving courtesy to the Israelis. The BBC's Dan Johnson in Jerusalem says a high-rise apartment building and a large hospital are among the latest Israeli civilian targets hit by Iran.
The latest wave of missiles fired by Iran prompted air raid alerts and air defense interceptions across Israel around 7 a.m. local time this morning. But some missiles did get through. Buildings have been damaged in Tel Aviv and further south. In Beersheba, around 50 people were injured when the Soroka hospital was hit, damaging wards which had been mostly evacuated.
Israel has killed numerous high-ranking Iranian military officials, and now Israel's defense minister has threatening words for Iran's supreme leader, who he says cannot continue to exist. The U.S. dispatching additional firepower to the Mideast. The USS Nimitz carrier strike group is headed to the region. President Trump says he does not want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but he will if necessary.
Donald Trump has long denounced American military intervention around the world. When it comes to Iran, he's not itching to start a war, but says the U.S. stands ready to act.
I'm not looking to fight, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
The president is adamant about preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and says he remains undecided about ordering a military strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Last night's test of a SpaceX rocket did not go well. Starship 36 exploded as it was being fueled on the ground. A spectacular fireball lighting the night sky across South Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 210 points. NASDAQ futures off 141. S&P futures 31 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
A bridge eastbound is slowing. I was just looking at the camera, then I picked up the slowing here going through Sandy Point and onto the main span. I'm looking at one of the cameras right now going east, and we have the two lanes moving, but it is slow. There might have been a broken down vehicle there just temporarily, but we're backed up right now for the traffic heading across from Sandy Point and over towards Kent Island, but we're on the move once again. So we'll come back and revisit that, but we're slow right now just as you're beginning to get on the bridge on 50 eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning. Heating up this afternoon, temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 74 degrees. Reisterstown right now has 74 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Salisbury officials are warning you if you're heading over to Ocean City this weekend that the annual Juneteenth parade and festival is going to be taking place Saturday from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. It'll cause traffic delays in that area. A number of road closures in effect in the downtown area begin at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, continuing until 8 p.m. Maryland AG Anthony Brown files an amicus brief to protect the rights of civil detainees being held at Baltimore's immigration court. Lawsuit alleges that immigrants are being held up to 7 days without access to their lawyers, necessary medical care, adequate food or water, sanitation, and sleeping facilities. City police investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4500 block of Edmondson Avenue shortly after 6 p.m. They found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim has been taking part in a firearm training course. She was accidentally shot when the instructor was demonstrating how to safely render a firearm safe. Police say the instructor was taken into custody. And a gym teacher has now been arrested after reports that he inappropriately touched students at Northwest Academy in Baltimore County. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault, and he's being held without bond at the county detention center. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three lottery number 807. Your pick 4-3956. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The question tonight, will the Birds be ready after last night's debacle, blowing an 8-run lead in a 12-8 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays? The answer here from manager Mancelino.
We'll be ready to go tomorrow. I mean, we're going to face Rasmussen. It's going to be tough. We're going to have Charlie. We like Charlie against these guys. So it's going to be a battle one way or another. And then once we get out of here, we go to New York, and that's going to be a battle. So, you know, guys aren't happy right now. They're not happy with this by any means. They'll digest it. They'll move on. They'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Of course, last night, Colton Cowser and Ramon Laureano with a pair of three-run shots for the Birds in that 8-run second, but it wasn't enough. Charlie Morton on the hill, game time 7:35 tonight as the Birds look to salvage a split. Elsewhere in baseball, not only are the Nats mired in an 11-game losing streak, it's now the Rockies have beaten them three games in a row, including 3-1 last night in D.C. Ravens concluded their mandatory practices yesterday with head coach John Harbaugh saying, this team is on a mission.
We are locked in on doing everything we can possibly do to be, you know, to be the very best football team we can be with intentionality and with purpose.
Team making perhaps its final move of the offseason, signing cornerback Jaire Alexander to a one-year deal. Next up for Baltimore, rookies report July 15th. NBA Finals tonight, Game 6 in Indiana. Pacers trying to stay alive, and the Buss family has sold the Lakers. 85% of the team goes for $10.7 billion, a U.S. professional sports team record. Coming up in 30 minutes, the streak that Joe DiMaggio broke. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, number three, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, an old friend now joining us on our Newsmaker hotline, former Governor Bob Ehrlich. His latest book, Trump 2.0, Revolution, Redemption, Revival, is the third in these Trump trilogy books, and the Gov is with us. Good morning, Gov.
Good morning, guys. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you here.
Always a pleasure. So we're going to get to your fascinating book in just a second, but, you know, as a governor, I would think one of the most difficult decisions would be to put, you know, commit National Guard troops into the state of Maryland, or any state for that matter. President Trump now faces probably the most consequential decision of his presidency. What do you think is going into that? How do you think that's going to turn out, Governor?
I think he's likely to win that. It's obviously a very it's an interesting choice. It's a close call. You see experts on both sides of the issue, the pundits, the constitutional experts, but you know, federalizing state troops in that form is a difficult call. It just is. And if you think the safety is compromised, if you think the situation is as it appeared to be in California and Los Angeles at that time, obviously, and not just as a Trump supporter, but as someone who's never been president but has been governor, I think you always err on the side of public safety.
Bob, this has happened before. Other presidents have nationalized.
Yes, they have.
And there's never been a constitutional question about this.
Eisenhower, Little Rock, sure, yeah.
Yeah, Eisenhower and Kennedy as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
In the South, I think.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but so I think maybe from a court perspective, you might be right. We'll see. Then he's facing this other decision regarding what to do with Iran, and that is really difficult.
In classic Trump, it's obviously a tough call, toughest job in the world. But if you look at what he's done to date, it's sort of classic Trump. His instinct is always peace. It's always negotiation. It's always a deal. It's always anti-death. And it's certainly anti-endless war. In this situation, you have this word's overused, but it's truly an existential threat to Israel and the world. We've talked about this for years on Capitol Hill. The pundits, the politicians of both parties, Iran is a malign presence in the world. Iran with a nuclear weapon is an incredibly dangerous thing, especially vis-a-vis Israel. And he keeps giving them opportunities, or the random bulls I'm talking about, to escape this death and destruction.
Well, I would argue that it's not just Israel that's at risk, Governor. You do have Iran in the process of trying to construct ICBMs. You don't need an ICBM to reach Israel. You need to reach New York.
You saw some. The Iron Dome can't knock down every incoming. You see some damage in Israel, but not nearly to the extent what's going on in Tehran and other venues around that country today. So you pray about it, you think about it, but I think this has been sort of classic Trump. It's no endless wars, but it's strength. It's doing the right thing. It's supporting an ally. And one of the most important issues and campaigns you can think of. So, and again, we need to remember this regime in Tehran has been the world's number one sponsor of terror over the past four decades.
The book is Trump 2.0. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Revolution, Redemption, and Revival with former Governor Bob Ehrlich. We have a pause for a traffic update.
8:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man of the almost hour. It's Chuck Whitaker.
So the eastbound side of the Bay Bridge is still a bit slow. We never did figure out exactly what it was, but it only takes a broken down vehicle. And, of course, the eastbound main span is only two lanes. So when we looked at it about 10, 12 minutes ago, it was backed up leaving the area just around Sandy Point. It's still a speed reduction. It's not completely back up to the posted limit. But I can tell you this, once you get to the top of the bridge and then start down to the side, it takes you over towards Route 8. The pace is much better there, but it's a little bit slow yet as you're crawling up onto the span. But both lanes are open eastbound. There's no impact at all for the traffic westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day today, but well into the 90s. Could be a strong thunderstorm later on this afternoon. Sunny, 78 in Parkville, and it is 77 in our state capital of Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline, former Governor Bob Ehrlich. The book is Trump 2.0, and this is your third in the Trump trilogy. And it's a fascinating read, Governor. I think that there's a lot of history. We're talking about the Grover Cleveland, the comparison there of the terms being separated, yep. you know. But it's also historic in the fact that we saw an basically unchecked attack, this lawfare on President Trump, and, of course, then the assassination attempts, and he still rises from that and comes back fighting and wins again. Is that the reason you felt that you had to write this book?
Yes. Or, yeah. He's so consequential. He may be polarizing. God knows he's interesting. He's never boring. But what he is, with respect to the bottom line, is a disruptor. And the book, this is not breaking new ground as far as that term, but I do go to second and third level thoughts and analysis on how he's disrupted everything. And obviously the media, he's disrupted both parties, the realignment, you guys have talked about that. He's disrupted Foggy Bottom. We've never seen a president talk in such quid pro quo terms with respect to foreign policy. It drives the establishment crazy. You know, pay me. What's in it for America? This is America first, in action, in tangible form. What's in it for me? What's in it for us? Pay us. We've never seen the White House itself yesterday, the flag, the signs of the migrant criminals on the front lawn, the gold, the poster from the mugshot. I mean, he's disrupted Washington just about every way imaginable. But the book makes the point, it's not just for disruption's sake, because a lot of the book concerns woulda, coulda, shoulda. And sort of the three notions in Washington, the three presumptions that you can't touch the border. When I was a member of Congress, Republicans were told by the establishment, by the Chamber of Commerce, don't talk about the border. You upset the Hispanic vote. We'll lose the Hispanic vote. Don't touch the budget. Nothing can be done. The interests are too entrenched. And here we're looking at $40 trillion now. And don't touch the presumption toward China. You know, they'll westernize. They'll democratize. They'll modernize. Trust us. Believe us. My first consequential vote in Congress was most favored nation for China. So the fact that he not only disrupts institutions, he disrupts presumptions that have driven American policy for so long. And then I talk a little bit about the elites and the working class and how, you know, that New Deal marriage has now also been disrupted. It was never a great marriage to begin with, but he's exposed the elites and the failures of the elites and the war on poverty and nation building and trade deals and open borders and, again, China and COVID and the cover-ups and the lies. So I really try to get into very specific points about how consequential president he was, first time, but especially this campaign, this most recent campaign, and of course the first 100 days of this administration.
It's interesting to see the rhetoric he uses, Governor. If I can back one step, when talking about Iran and talking about when he was talking about Ukraine and Russia as well, it's the same rhetoric. He doesn't think in the terms of war and peace. He thinks in the terms of peace and war.
Yeah.
What he says rather routinely is, I wish they had taken this deal before all these people died. Yeah. I mean, that seems to be his primary concern.
I love the way... I love the way you talk about that. I love your point, because it needs to be understood. His instinct, in the first hand, is peace. It's not war. It's not bloodshed. But peace through strength, and that's exactly the definition of peace through strength in America first. And like you said, his rhetoric is so, it's not even rhetoric, it's so straight on. It's, I don't want war. I don't want to kill innocent people. But to the extent you remain an existential threat to the Middle East and the Western world and the world generally, we're going to take you out. Again, people are not used to this sort of this verbiage from the leader of the free world. It goes back to, you know, my button's bigger than your button, to Kim Jong-un and from the first term. It's such a straightforward, not necessarily overly articulate, but everybody understands where he is. Everybody understands what the presumption is, peace first, but also not being afraid to carry the big stick.
The book is Trump 2.0. There will be a book signing next Thursday. I understand you and Kendall are going to be in Hampstead at the Carroll County Republican Club, right?
We will be. to be a lot. Yeah, that should be. That's really the first Maryland event. We'll be up and down the East Coast for the next couple of months. And again, I'm proud of the book. I'm excited about the book. I really appreciate the time today, guys.
It is our pleasure. It's a great book, great read, and good luck with the book. And we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, that's former Governor Bob Ehrlich again. That's next Thursday. Carroll Republican Victory Club is going to be held at the Hampstead Volunteer Fire Company. That's on North Main Street in Hampstead, Maryland. All right, it's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again is the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I want to tell you something real quick. It was last Friday. I was in Ocean City walking my dog, and I heard your voices. And I looked around, and one of your loyal listeners was walking down the street, had you guys streaming on his phone while he was taking his walk. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah,
anytime, anywhere. Big announcement coming in regarding that tomorrow here on the show. Look, could you do me a favor? And when people come to looking for better financial options, right? They call you, they know they're having some money issues. What's typically going on?
I mean, it's always there's some kind of event that's driving them to call me. I mean, first of all, they all want to stay in their house. I mean, that is the biggest thing. It's like, listen, I've lived in this house forever. I don't want to leave. But, you know, some of it, it's mortgage debt. Some of it's credit card debt. Some people have just outlived their money. And, you know, what they're finding is that with, you know, everything going up, the cost of everything going up, they're like, if I want to stay here, I got to figure out a better way to do it. Doing a regular mortgage and just taking on another payment, but with a reverse mortgage, I can get that money, use it now, and stay here and kind of reduce a little bit of stress.
So you've met with a lot of homeowners recently. What's one story that really sticks out to you where a reverse mortgage really made the difference?
I would say two recently come to mind. One, you know, one was in foreclosure. I mean, she had a major home repair that, you know, once she had to divert her money towards that. Once she missed one payment, it snowballed. So we were able to get her out of foreclosure and keep her in her home. Another one was a couple in Baltimore County. I mean, they had two mortgages. They were using credit cards just to buy groceries. I mean, things are like basically getting out of control. So we used the reverse mortgage to pay off both mortgages, some of the credit card debt, and the reverse mortgage basically puts 75% of their income back in their pocket each month. I mean, it completely changed their life.
You know, a lot of people, Mark, still think reverse mortgages are risky or too good to be true. What do they usually get wrong about that?
I mean, the first thing is the one I always say all the time. People think they're giving up ownership of the home. I mean, you're not. You remain the owner just like with any other mortgage. Another thing, I hate to say it this way, but I think another thing people get wrong is who they listen to. I mean, too many people rely on like secondhand advice from someone who means well, but doesn't really understand how the reverse mortgages work. And that's why we always say, just give me a call if you have any questions. I mean, people are out living their money. I mean, a reverse mortgage is a great tool to access money without a monthly payment so you don't have to sell, move, or take on another monthly debt that you probably can't afford.
All right. Well, Mark's got the answers. If this sounds like you or your parents, give Mark a call, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Remember, Mark still makes house calls. I think you're the only one.
I think so, too.
All right, Mark. Great talking with you. We'll speak again soon. Thanks. Appreciate it. 823.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man, the myth, the almost roastee, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Bay Bridge is still there. The span itself is clear once again, but now the backup went back from Oceanic Drive, which is at Sandy Point, now back almost to Whitehall Road. So if you're sitting in that delay, slowly but surely, we're trying to get back up to the posted limit again on the main span. Nothing on the bridge right now. At one point about 40 minutes ago, there must have been a broken down vehicle in the left-hand lane. Doesn't take much to back it up, and we're still slow. So we're going to keep an eye on that, but again, we're backed up as you're coming in from just around the area at Whitehall Road. We can see traffic is moving, but right now, instead of the posted limit, your creep and crawl through there finally gets better when you get to the top of the span, starting down the hill towards Kent Island. The speeds pick up, but you're still in the delay here that may be an extra 10 to 15 minutes on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a hot one today. We start off mild, and then we turn up the heat into the 90s by this afternoon with a chance of a strong to severe thunderstorm into this evening. Slightly cooler, a little drier tomorrow, but still hot. Still be around 90. Right now, it is 79 and sunny in the city and 77 in Parkville. It's 8:25. You're on the morning drive here with Casey and Elliot. I did want to comment on the Supreme Court ruling that came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The Tennessee?
Yeah, 6-3 ruling, and surprisingly, even Amy Coney Barrett agreed, and Justice Roberts, that this was based on Tennessee. Tennessee had banned all gender-affirming care, in air quotes, that's medical treatments, mutilations of minor children, be it with the puberty blockers, the hormones, and the trans surgeries, you know, the top surgeries, the bottom surgeries, et cetera, banned it completely for anyone under the age of 18.
Great.
And they were challenged that, and of course, this has been in several states. It's the reason why it percolated up to the Supreme Court in yesterday. The court, think about the logic here. You have Democrats, three liberal justices, who think that a state can decide, or anybody in that state can decide, they can cut off your leg, they can cut off your arm if they want, they can cut off your breasts or your genitalia. It's just three liberal justices. I'm shocked. Well, not really. But at least the conservative majority ruled in favor of upheld the ban in Tennessee, 6-3 ruling, and that's a big one. And the left is melting down all over this, because this was, you know, this is the new movement within the Democrat Progressive Marxist Party, this trans movement. And it's something that they were counting on being able to recruit and get more soldiers to the cause. But it's common sense, Bruce. Yeah. It's you know, it's when you apply logic to this, if you want to do that to yourself and you're 18, more power, you're an adult, you can make your own decisions. But when you're a minor child and you have some parents who are just as disturbed as others that would do that to their children, I just think that we need to protect children. We need to err on the side of caution.
Well, you have parents who grew up in the boomer generation who are more interested in being friends to their children rather than being parents to them. So if their child says, I feel like I'm a boy today, then they'll say, well, quick, let's get to the doctor and make you one. No, thanks. Wait until that child is an adult and can make an adult decision. And my presumption will be with some kind of research behind it so that individual understands what the downside of this is, because there's a lot of downside to this. Those individuals who've gone through this, many are very, very unhappy individuals after the surgeries.
Yeah, especially those that want to detransition.
Right.
Chloe, I think, is probably, I can't remember his last name, but he transitioned. And look, you already are dealing with raging hormones when you're going through puberty. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of experimentation on some part for some people. You know, teen suicide is a thing. But we now find out that even after, and the doctor should know better. I think any doctor that performs this kind of operation is an absolute quack on children. Okay, there might be a need for it on adults. That's fine if that's when you want to specialize in it. But I would run, not walk, run away from any physician claiming that they're an expert in this particular field. But I think that there's a lot of confusion going on, and that's not the time that you want to make a life-altering, permanent decision.
This, to me, is not that they're quacks, Sean. In my view, they're Dr. Mengele. Without understanding who they are, I think that's who they are. They've decided they are God and can go ahead and play around with human beings and make them as they wish. And this is a dangerous place to be philosophically. And for the patient, it can be a really very unhappy place to be.
Yeah. Big win for common sense and for children and parents at the Supreme Court yesterday. So that is
great news.
Great news indeed. Tim Kyle, by the way, Mackenzie Frost coming up next. And she's going to be talking about the latest from the DJS controversy. So we'll talk with Mackenzie of Fox 45. But Tim Kyle, right now, it's hot. Hope you didn't wait till now. But it's still not too late. You can call before the heat wave really sets in. I'd call today. to make sure that your air conditioning is operating. Number one, you turn it on, it's getting cool. And two, it's efficient. It's not costing you an arm and a leg. And that is, you get your June bill yet? I mean, the electric rates have now gone up yet again for the month of June. And it's only going to go higher. And there's no relief in sight, even though they give us a stupid rebate. That's not going to really help in the long run. But Tim Kyle, come out, make sure your system is running efficiently. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or you can check them out online at timkylecompany.com. They're for electric, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Tim Kyle, call them today. It's 8:30. Time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Gym teacher has now been arrested after reports that he inappropriately touched students at Northwest Academy in Baltimore County. 28-year-old Jordan Adams has been charged with multiple counts of second-degree assault. He is being held without bond at the county detention center. Detectives are asking parents and family members of students to contact the department 410-887-7720 if they have additional information regarding Adams or if their child might have been a victim. Baltimore man sentenced to a year of supervised provision. I'm sorry, that's supervised probation all morning long. I've been doing that. 100 hours of community service for flying a drone over M&T Bank Stadium during January's wild card game between the Ravens and the Steelers. Alexis Suarez pled guilty to knowingly and willfully violating the national defense airspace. Before the game, the FBI said he will be watching and monitoring, and they caught him. Suarez may also pay a $500 fine. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown files an amicus brief to protect the rights of civil detainees being held at Baltimore's immigration court. The lawsuit alleges that immigrants are being held up to 7 days without access to their lawyers, necessary medical care, adequate food or water, sanitation, or sleeping facilities. City police investigating a Wednesday shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4500 block of Edmondson Avenue shortly after 6 p.m. They found a woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. This is where it gets strange. The victim had been taking part in a firearm training course when she was accidentally shot when the instructor was trying to demonstrate how to safely render a firearm safe. Police say the instructor had been taken into custody. And Salisbury officials reminding folks, if you drive through Salisbury this weekend, Saturday, all kinds of things going on Saturday because of Juneteenth. The street closures and changes in the downtown area begin at 11 o'clock Saturday morning and last until 8 p.m. 8:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 807. You pick 4, 3956. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
So the Bay Bridge is a slow recovery. At one point, about 35 minutes ago, it's a broken down vehicle on the main span. Had us down to one lane for a while, and it's still slow, and it's slow on the approach getting onto the bridge. And then first off, you make that climb to get up to the top of the bridge. So still very slow in that area. The resulting delay is all the way back to Whitehall Road. We're moving traffic all the way across the main span. And again, from about halfway across, then towards Kent Island, the speeds are better now, and you're making a lot better pace. But we're backed up to Whitehall Road from that point into Sandy Point right now. I would say a good 15-minute delay for the traffic eastbound headed towards the main span at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning. Heating up this afternoon. Temperatures into the 90s. Tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tough times for Oriole fans last night, disbelieving as they witnessed an historic comeback by the Rays. O's squandering an 8-0 lead in a 12-8 loss. Manager Mancelino saying he could feel it slipping away.
Sure, I think momentum's a real thing. I mean, we talk about it. It didn't feel good when that thing was, you know, 8-3 when we had to pull Trev. I told Rob, he's like, this doesn't feel good right now, you know, and momentum's a thing, you know.
And it only got worse as the Rays bang out 18 hits. Trevor Rogers gets only 7 outs, and the Birds' pen allows 9 runs. On the bright side, Couser and Laureano with a pair of 3-run shots for Baltimore. It's Charlie Morton taking the hill tonight at 7:35 against Tampa Bay. Elsewhere in baseball, tough times for Nats fans as well. The team mired in an 11-game losing streak. Play-by-play man Bob Carpenter on Masson the other night as the Nats were getting swatted by the lowly Rockies.
You know, I just want our fans to know you're entitled to your opinion about everything that's going on. Baseball fans pay a lot of money now to park, to buy a ball cap or a jersey, to eat and drink at the ball game.
Average cost to attend an MLB game for a family of four, including tickets, parking, food, and drinks, is around $256. This according to SportTrack.com. Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey with a great comment yesterday, talking about talking about the addition of Jair Alexander.
A quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited for that addition.
And, of course, now the team will break rookies' report on July 15th. That's on the 22nd. Team also announcing joint practices with the Colts on August 5th in Owings Mills. That should be interesting. August 21 with the Commanders in Ashburn, Virginia. Ravens training camp passes, by the way, will be made available to the public on July 9th and for PSL license holders as well. And finally, it was 39 years ago today that the great Len Bias passed away, a cocaine overdose at the age of 22. Here are some highlights from his final game in a Maryland uniform against UNLV in the Sweet 16.
There's the shot by Len Bias. Beautiful arc, Len Bias. And that is 6 for Bias. Bias from the corner. 2. That scored a great point. 10-0. Ejected by Lewis. Gatlin. Down. Watch this.
Sad day today. 39 years ago today. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As we do each and every Thursday, we visit with Fox 45 investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost as she goes in-depth Thursday nights at 5:30. And that's tonight here on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're going to get to in-depth here in just a second, but I have to tell you, I was really floored by the opportunity you had to interview the interim county executive Kathy Klossmeyer yesterday. Were you shocked as I was to see how unprepared she was to answer your questions?
Well, it was a little interesting given the fact that this has been a topic of conversation in Baltimore County for quite some time now, right? This isn't a new issue. And I had been reaching out to the county executive's office for weeks trying to get an interview with her, and I was told she was unavailable. and unavailable for several weeks, and so I would have expected a public official to be prepared to, you know, answer questions about something that has dominated the conversation. I mean, the Inspector General, the fact that she wasn't, her contract wasn't renewed was a surprise to many people, and many people on the Baltimore County Council wanted to know what was going on, and so we asked her.
It would seem to me from the answer she gave, and we took time to watch the interview, excellent job as always, by the way, that she wasn't real clear on exactly what the law says or requires, or she was hedging on it, hoping you didn't know.
Well, yes, I'm not sure. I don't want to speak for her. That seems to be the sticking point in this whole issue, is the interpretation of the county code, and that was what Kelly Madigan explained during my interview with her a couple of weeks ago, where she interpreted the code, the one section, one way, and she says that the county executive's office interprets the code another way. And I guess that's why we're in this situation. But, you know, that's part of the reason why I feel like it's incredibly important for reporters to be prepared and to know the subject matter and be ready for anything.
Yeah, your exchange yesterday, was it a surprise to her, or was this set up in advance where you were going to get a sort of a couple minutes with her?
We showed up to it was an unrelated event. She was scheduled to appear at this event in Baltimore County, and I was planning to ask her about it at that event. Whether she was expecting questions off topic, I can't speak for that. It was arranged, once we got there, it was arranged that I was able to ask her a couple of questions before the event. I was willing to do it at the event. I was willing to do it after. I was willing to do it whenever. I'm not sure how her office, you know, what the conversations were behind the scenes, what the preparation was. I don't want to speak to that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it just seems like the spokesperson was more interested in responding to your questions than the county executive.
Her PR person seemed to be more interested in handling the interview than she did.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about in-depth. It's more of Department of Juvenile Services. It's been a week now that we've got a new secretary. I know you're sitting down with some sheriffs and so on and so forth. But your other piece earlier this week regarding some of her previous statements that were made in a virtual presentation, it seems to me she's cut from the same cloth as the governor and Vinnie Schiraldi.
Well, that does seem to be, you know, I was speaking with some experts about what can we know about her, right? What do we know about her? And we don't really know a whole lot. We know what her resume says. And, you know, until she decides to come out and speak publicly, which hasn't happened yet, or do any interviews, experts tell me all we have is what she has previously said. And so we found this 2022 virtual presentation where she was talking about, you know, some decarceration and studies showing what happens when you incarcerate young people and touting some of the same policies from Vincent Schiraldi. On the flip side, I will say that, you know, members of the community who have worked with her in her capacity at ROCA, which is a nonprofit in Baltimore City, have sung her praises. They say that she has come out and worked with some of the repeat offenders in the community. She's gotten them into programs in ROCA, and they've seen the success. So it's unclear, but until she is willing to do interviews or the Department of Juvenile Services is willing to hold a news conference so we can ask questions about her vision and about her policies, we don't really know what she's planning to do. I am told the department is going to schedule an interview with her for me so we can sit down and talk about it. That hasn't happened yet, but I still remain hopeful.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more with Mackenzie here in just a second regarding her sit-down tonight with Sheriff DeWeese and Sheriff Gaylor from Carroll and Harford counties, respectively.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Washington Boulevard near Elk Ridge at Levering Avenue, so that's right after you get into Howard County on that section of Route 1. Went back down to the Bay Bridge, and this backup is not going away. The main span now is better leaving the area at Sandy Point and going over the main span. About 45 minutes ago, we had a broken down vehicle that started the backup, and now, because of all of that, the heavy traffic is still backed up way before Whitehall Road. trying to get better, but it's still going to be 15 to 20 minutes if you're in the tail end of that backup. I want to give you a heads up. Construction is setting up in addition to I-95 northbound at Route 24, northbound I-83. Construction now blocks the right lane as you're heading north at Middletown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day today. Temperatures heat up into the 90s by this afternoon with a chance of strong to severe thunderstorms later on this afternoon into this evening. Right now, 79 in the city and 78 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline is Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45. In depth tonight at 5:30, you sit down with a couple of sheriffs. This is a multifaceted problem, Mackenzie. We've got parental issues. We have educational system issues. But you're going to get a law enforcement perspective this evening.
Yes. And you're right. This is a multifaceted problem. And, you know, some of the issues that we've been reporting on for the last couple of years really is the result of all of those issues combined. Right. And that's kind of what the sheriffs really are going to talk about, too, is they see some of the problems on the ground. And their frustration with the Department of Juvenile Services over the years is the fact that they believe that DJS hasn't been working with them on the ground to listen to them and to really work with and hear what they're seeing when they go out into the community. And they see what happens when kids are picked up and then released over and over and over again, and perhaps they don't have a supportive family life. They don't have parents who are there to help them. And so what is the system doing? What can DJS do to kind of step in and to help a young person get on a better path? And like the sheriffs, and we heard this from the state's attorneys last week too, is like, what can the system do to prevent these young people from returning as an adult and possibly committing a more serious crime? And then they're in an adult system where their options are more limited.
Okay, if that's the case, if they see what's happening, have they transmitted their point of view to DJS on this?
Well, yes. Since the new secretary or the acting secretary has taken over, I do know that Sheriff DeWeese told me that he was on a meeting with an acting secretary last week, which is something that he says is new, that she seems to be more open and is listening to what the law enforcement partners are saying, whether she actually takes what they're saying and implements them. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But during my conversation last week, too, with the state's attorney, we found out that on her first day in office last Wednesday, she also hopped on a call with some prosecutors from the city state's attorney's office to listen to them, too. So we are already seeing some effort at least being put forward from this new acting secretary, Betsy Fox Tolentino, to rebuild some partnerships and relationships that have been severely eroded over the past couple of years under Vincent Schiraldi's leadership.
Well, we've seen that from the executive branch, including Governor Moore and, as you point out, Vincent Schiraldi. There's also the legislative branch's role in this, Mackenzie. And are we expected to see any significant laws introduced, or maybe to get the Juvenile Justice Reform Act repealed or the Child Interrogation Protection Act? Or what can we expect the legislative branch to be doing in the next session?
Well, I think it depends on what your definition of significant legislation is. But a repeal of the Juvenile Justice Act, you know, Restoration Act and Reform Act, I don't think that we're going to see a complete repeal. When it comes to the Interrogation Act, that is something that Harford County Sheriff Gaylor says that he wants to see reversed. He has really taken an issue with that. He points to the shooting that took place in Harford County during this last school year as a real issue and a reason why he wants to see that really tweaked and completely repealed, because he says that that really hinders law enforcement's ability to do their investigations. But the city state's attorneys and some prosecutors across the state also take issue with a priority from the Legislative Black Caucus this last year when it comes to starting most juvenile cases in the juvenile system instead of the adult system with the option of waiving down. The Legislative Black Caucus says this saves time and saves money, but prosecutors argue that the Department of Juvenile System Services is not equipped to handle an influx of juveniles, so why would we give them more cases and more juveniles with this law? So next session should be really interesting to see this push and pull as the juvenile justice issue continues, which really will be the third or fourth year where we continue to see this issue rise to the top of priorities for many people in Annapolis.
We were talking earlier this morning, Mackenzie, about a word or a concept that seems to be missing from the public sphere now. Words like consequences or accountability. And it doesn't matter how hard they work unless they're working smart. And that is, in my view certainly, unless they're working toward a system where youths understand that there is a consequence to bad behavior and they're going to pay that consequence. I don't see that happen. Do you?
Yeah, that is, you know, swift and certain consequences is what law enforcement experts say is the driving factor in changing anyone's behavior, whether it's a young person or an adult. And the swift and certain consequences is what seems to be, you know, arguably lacking from DJS, whether it's an immediate consequence from someone's behavior, a swift consequence, whether it's, you know, the fact that we continue to see kids cycle in and out of DJS. And that is something that a lot of people argue that the acting secretary could change immediately with policy when it comes to whether DJS decides immediately to release someone or hold them. That could be the swift and certain consequence that could be implemented right away.
All right, Mackenzie Frost, in depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45 over DJS. Once again, Mackenzie, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
All right. 8:50. I was talking to an attorney yesterday who was working in the state's attorney's office 50 years ago here in Baltimore County.
Yeah.
50. He said that they're dealing with the same issues then that they're dealing with now.
Wow.
Same exact issues. You began seeing the symptoms of the disease 50 years ago. Now it's a full-blown, it's a cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just say. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran. It's called I'mDead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53. Well, this is the last report we're going to get for this guy between now and the roast.
Yeah.
Because he'll be traveling in this direction tomorrow. Stopping, yeah. There's a small town I sent him a...
You know the old joke, did you fly up? Yes, my arms are tired, too.
And we slowly rotating on the spit.
Yeah, back when they... Back when
that
they
sounds
had,
painful.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Speaking of painful, I don't know what in the world's going on here at the Bay Bridge. We had all this backup, and now they're setting up to put another lane in, letting traffic eastbound go into one of the westbound lanes. So now there's a backup westbound on the main span because traffic leaving Stevensville, they're only going to be in the center and the right lane. They're going to open up this other lane to get this traffic back up from Whitehall Road over to the span, alleviate itself. And I'm not sure if it's going to stay that way through the midday or not, but they're beginning to set it up. And pretty soon it'll be in effect. You'll have one extra lane eastbound. You'll be losing a lane on the westbound side. Looks like a holiday weekend, if you wouldn't know better, for the traffic through there. But it is a holiday today, so maybe there is some extra heavy traffic through that area. The late wreck was in Elk Ridge on Washington Boulevard, right as you're getting down towards the light at Levering Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day. Temperatures heating up well about or low 90s or so by this afternoon. Maybe another strong, severe thunderstorm rolling through the area possible this afternoon into this evening. And it'll be drier and a little bit cooler tomorrow.
Yeah.
Only 90.
Only
and then
90.
Things get really interesting a little bit later on this weekend. Right.
Do you
now,
think you'll be able to tolerate 90?
Yeah.
Kim, I'm worried about you a little bit.
No, I'm going to enjoy every moment.
She prays for these days, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, go back to January when it's like 29 degrees.
Yeah.
Kim's going,
yeah.
Come on, June. It's 79 in Arnold, 79 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Good morning.
Wait a minute. Don't you guys have something to say to me? Happy Juneteenth.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
I am black, gentlemen.
Well, we said earlier this morning.
You're not a black, gentleman. No.
We said earlier this morning, Juneteenth is celebrated for the Republicans freeing the slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's big events going on all across the country right now for Frederick Douglass Foundation. And I don't know if you guys know Deontay and all those with the Black Conservative Federation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're like, we're going to take this day over. We're going to make sure everybody knows the history.
That's a great
of
thought.
Juneteenth.
That
yes.
is a great thought.
Yeah. So I'm excited for them. Of course, I've got to talk about Baldwin County Executive Kathy Klausmeier today. Yeah. I've got to talk about
Did
the
you
interview.
See that? Did you see the interview?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it wasn't like an interview that was planned because she won't do that. But, you know, God bless Mackenzie Frost.
Yeah, she was just on. She was being nice, but she's...
Yeah.
She was kind of startled.
Deer meat headlights.
Yeah.
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 And I thought it was strange. So I guess that was her... Was that her press secretary? That was the chief of staff, right? The press secretary.
Yeah.
And she said that she was not prepared to answer any questions about the number one story for the past 3 weeks. How are you not prepared to answer any questions in regards to Kelly Madigan? That's all what we're talking about. We're not even talking about the map as much as we're talking about Kelly Madigan.
We are getting inundated with emails here this morning that this might be signs of cognitive decline.
So I've heard the same thing, but I don't know. And I mentioned this before. Remember she did the press conference, like outside of Shock Trauma? There was like this big thing. Yeah. And I said then, it didn't make sense to me because I thought, okay, I thought she was, how long was she a senator? She was in office for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I didn't recall her ever fumbling as much as she did at that press conference.
She really wasn't that high profile. But,
right.
But you're right. I mean, but now it seems as if she's really struggling just to, and again, she didn't make any sense. She also botched one of the answers saying that the county council, well, they could have said something to her if they didn't like, if they wanted, well, by the way, the county council appointed one of the panel.
Yeah.
Right.
She appointed all the others.
Right.
So, but she got that completely wrong, and it just, it was deer in the headlights.
Yeah, but see, I'm not willing to give her a pass on this, okay? Because there were so many capable people that wanted that position, like Jim Brochin. And so many others. And the fact that she was like, I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to do something about juvenile crime. She had everybody sold.
Well, she's right about one thing. You can see right through her.
Yeah. She's transparent. Or translucent at the worst.
You guys. I said that I will not talk about people's looks in 2025.
Well, this isn't a look. It's just that's the transparency thing. What else you got coming up on the show?
I think it's only 6 months left in 2025.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm going to talk about Whoopi Goldberg on The View, saying that being in Iran is just like being black in America. Didn't know that till today.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what's coming out of Iran and Israel and the Tucker and Ted Cruz sit down.
No. Say, do you suppose that in Iran, in Tehran, they celebrate Juneteenth? It was just the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wonder.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. Let's ask Whoopi.
Kim's coming up next. Stay tuned for Kim. It's 8:59. You're on The Morning Drive.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. Now, that's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. Now to order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by going to res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing.
See you tomorrow. Till then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.